talk about computer helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Blue Bell Creamies, John Breeden with State Farm, Insurance Agent, Wingstop in Burnham, Lake Stanton with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Collier Construction Company, Blisky Waterwell Service, Red Board Tavern and Table, J&L Garage Door Service, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, La Morella's Meat Market, Hyundai of Burnham, Woodson Lumber Company, Telgear Toyota, Wellman Insurance Company, Kinjera Tile, Bank of Burnham, Subway of Burnham, Gilmore Electric, Christy Schultman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Burnham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Burnham, Chavato's Wood Floors, La Roche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Burnham National Bank, Sandro Arbor Care, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. We'll go out to the field and your host, Javi and Tommy, after these words from your sponsors.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future. Hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether it's sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2025 season.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
This football season, Texas Farm Credit is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers.
Hello, this is Kevin Heyman.
Hello, this is Jeff Milliken.
Hello, y'all. This is Jennifer Turner.
Hi, this is Audrey Jankowski.
Hey, it's Brittany Klein.
And I'm Abby Frank. We are your Brenham lending team, ready to help with flexible financing for agriculture, home loans, or any place in the country. Plus, we offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock, serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Fayette, Lavaca, and Waller counties. Your team is our team. Give us a call or visit us today at Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Transform your home with Chivato's Wood Floors in Brenham. Their brand new showroom at 114 East Alamo Street showcases stunning designs and jaw-dropping specials. With over 15 years of expertise, Chivato's delivers dream floors with unmatched quality and care. See your future floors today at 114 East Alamo Street in Brenham or explore on Facebook and Instagram. Chivato's Wood Floors, where quality shines. Call for a free quote today at 979-337-2185. Your perfect floor awaits. Go Cubs!
Howdy and welcome to Friday Night Lights on KWHI Sports. Today we have the Waco Lions against the Brenham Cubs here in Waco ISD Stadium. I'm your host, Javi Jr., as always joined by Tommy Lange. And we got ourselves a district matchup today, the first of Brenham's district matchups on the year. It's against the Waco Lions, and in this exact stadium was another district matchup last night between Rudder and the Waco University. So, Tommy, we got ourselves a good one here today. I know the boys are pumped up quite a bit of ways from home, but not as far as we were 2 weeks ago.
not near as far as we were 2 weeks ago. But now is when it all starts counting. This is when the money goes on the table. And we always call this, the late great sports doc and I call this the second season.
The second season.
The second season. So, non-districts out of the way. The money starts counting now. So, hope we're out here for a good ball game this evening.
I couldn't agree more, and what a better way to get into the second part of the season, or the second season, as you said, rather than being undefeated in the first part of the season. So right now we got ourselves a 5-0 Brenham Cub team, currently ranked number 6, according to Texas Dave Campbell's Texas Football, down from their number 3 preseason spot, but still a top 10 5A Division II team against, and it's the tale of two very different programs, as the Waco Lions are coming into this game 0-5, but from what I see on the field, Tommy, it is a big group of kids out there for this Waco Lions team, and we saw it a few weeks ago with the Killeen Kangaroos. When you don't have a win on the season, it just makes you that much more hungry coming in.
Oh, that we had the same scenario there in Killeen. Killeen came in, hadn't won a football game, and we had to fight our tails off to win that ball game that evening. And, you know, sometimes records mean something. Sometimes records don't mean something. So,
correct. But in that Killeen game, we always had a little bit of an off-field thing. You know, it was fair week over in Washington County, so we'll give them the benefit of the doubt there. But I think Brenham can really, really use a dominant performance here today, hopefully a shutout. Haven't pitched a shutout yet so far this year. This is a team that is very, very sound defensively. And, you know, Coach Young's definitely prides himself on being a defensive coach. So let's see if they can get a shutout on the board here today. But I think overall, the Brenham Cubs are expecting to win this game handedly, but you got to go out there and play the game.
That's right. It's all going to be settled out there between the lines.
Exactly. And so with that, we're going to take a look at more of this matchup coming up right after a quick word from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
School is in full swing, and it's the perfect time to help your child move forward in their learning journey. If they're struggling with math, reading, or test prep, WC Learning Center is here to help. Their expert tutors provide personalized support to boost their confidence and grades. Don't let them fall behind. Give them the skills to succeed. Call WC Learning Center today at 979-251-251. 0161 and set them up for a brighter future, because success starts with the right support. WC Learning Center, located at 1306 South Day Street in Brenham.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall, and you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com, member FDIC.
Wow.
And back for some Friday Night Lights out here in Waco. The visiting Brenham Cubs traveling all the way out here to Waco ISD Stadium to take on the Waco Lions. And the Brenham Cubs coming in confident as can be, undefeated on the season, a top 10 team in district in 5A Division 2 football, and looking forward to district play kicks off here today. And we'll start to get a look at what this district is going to look like for the Brenham Cubs, but coming into the season and have proven it as the season has gone on, definitely the betting favorites, if you're a betting man, to win the division, the district here for the Brenham Cubs, as they will look to assert that dominance today against the Waco Lions.
No doubt about it. You want to start off district play with a big win. And you know what better way to get a good start than to go on the road? Don't do it at home, because you're expected to do it at home. But if they could get a big win here on the road, we'll get things going in a positive direction.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, no more positive to get than undefeated. But what's better than 5-0, 6-0?
I'm telling you, there you go. It's as good as it gets.
Well, a big piece to making that happen is going to be, of course, getting healthy. So coming off of a bye week here for the Brenham Cubs, they were off last week. So, hey, no loss last week. They get another win with a bye week. And I think a big win there is going to be getting everybody back healthy. Caleb Espinoza did miss the last game against Gilmer. He's back in the lineup today, of course, wearing that club. And he just looks like an old school player out there. He's got the old cowboy neck roll going, and he's got the club on the arm. He just looks like an old school player. Looks like he should be playing on the Raiders, Tommy.
There you go. Definitely playing on the Raiders. A John Madden Raiders
team. There you go.
But the one thing I want to bring up about what you just said, with that bye week, we did have some guys that we're going to use just football terms, a little bunged up a little bit.
Yeah, just a little banged up.
And they're 2 weeks, got 2 weeks to heal up a little bit. So looking forward to this evening.
Yeah, so it's a very healthy and ready Brenham Cub football team against a Waco Lions team that has been struggling this season so far, coming in 0-5. But they do have some weapons on the team, and we'll take a look at a couple keys to the game. I think for the Brenham Cubs, it's going to be the same thing we've been talking about the last couple weeks. You have to establish the run early with this team. C.J. Glover is a strong running back that can definitely make that happen. So we need him to get started early to then open up that passing game for this team, and it's going to be a huge key. And a key that we have seen come up time and time again, Tommy, throughout the season, the penalties. They have to keep those under wraps. And, you know, when you're dominating teams, the last thing you need to do is shoot yourself in the foot. And I think Coach Youngs would absolutely agree with that. And this is a disciplined Brenham Cub football team, but we have seen, especially in that Gilmer and the game before that, the Killeen game, definitely penalties were a bit of an issue.
And as we progress through this district schedule, each week you're going to have to eliminate more and more penalties, because when it becomes playoff times, in the majority of the cases in a close football game, the penalties are going to be the deciding factor in a football game.
Couldn't agree more. And it's going to be a big thing also that the Brenham Cubs did amazingly last week was force turnovers against a very good Gilmer program last week, a couple weeks ago, forget the bye week. But they need to come out and continue to build on that, take the ball away. Because like errors in a baseball game, Tommy, the turnover battle is usually going to tell you exactly how that game went.
No doubt about it.
All right, so the keys of the game is, of course, penalties, turnovers, and keeping a balanced offense, getting the run going up and up in the pass game here for the Brenham Cubs as they take on the Waco Lions. And we're getting closer and closer to that 7 o'clock kickoff, looking at 6:44, just over 15 minutes left. And with that, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Sendera Arbor Care is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs football team and coaches this season. Just like the Cubs bring strength and strategy to the field, Sendero brings expert tree care to your home or business. From trimming to full tree health care services, they're your all-star team for residential and commercial properties. Call 979-836-4517 today. The playbook built on quality, integrity, and community, Sendero Arbor Care keeps your trees and your property standing strong all season long.
Put your college degree on the fast track with Blinn College's Winter Mini-Mester beginning December 15th. With convenient online classes, you can earn full course credit in just 3 weeks, then keep your momentum going when the spring semester starts on January 12th. With small classes, caring professors, and affordable tuition, Blinn is here to help you succeed. Seats fill quickly, so register today at blinn.edu.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Right now, try one of Wingstop's ultimate meal deals. Sauced and tossed in up to four bold flavors, starting at just $17.99. That's a flavor-packed deal made to share. Or not. We don't judge. Whether you're all about lemon pepper, original hot, or that sweet heat mango habanero, this one's for the flavor lovers. Wingstop. Bring the flavor. Terms apply. See Wingstop.com for details.
Whether it's the Cubs in Brenham or the Panthers in Burton, Friday nights are for football, and Citizens State Bank is proud to cheer on both teams this season. For 100 years, we've been rooted in your community, supporting local schools, families, and the traditions that bring us together, because your hometown is our hometown, too. We're proud to stand behind the Cubs, the Panthers, and the power of hometown pride. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions since 1925.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
La Morello's Meat Market in Brenham at 1501 South Market Street is open for all of your needs. If you can think of it, odds are they have it. Come in for fresh produce, fresh meats, paper goods, and grocery items. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday, and on weekends, freshly made menudo, barbacoa, carnitas, and carne asada. La Morello's Meat Market opens 7 days a week at 1501 South Market Street. Shop fresh today. Vamos Cubs!
Coming to you live for KWHI Sports out in Waco for the KWHI Sports, where we're taking a look at the visiting Brenham Cubs traveling all the way to Waco to take on the Lions. And a long road trip here for the Brenham Cubs as they had to travel to Longview a couple weeks before couple weeks ago before their bye week. Thankfully, they get a week off, and now all the way over to Waco. And a big shout-out to the crowd, as it looks like the Brenham Cubs have plenty of faithful out there right now. So a big shout-out to everybody that made it out to the game just over a couple hours away from Brenham. And up next, they're going to have to go up to – they're going to travel to Rudder before their homecoming game to Colleen Ellison, and then back here to Waco to take on University. That's a University team that beat up on Rudder last night. I believe the score was 63-3 in to kick off their district play. And now it's going to be another district game between the Brenham Cubs and the Waco Lions. And, Tommy, we went down and we talked to Coach Youngs before the game, and one thing he said to me really stuck out, and he emphasized the need to get the run going with this football team.
No doubt about it. Whenever any football team, if you establish a good running game, what that does is we know what our passing attack is, but it will only open up that passing game much, much more. So I think we're going to see a lot out of our running game this evening.
I couldn't agree more. This is a passing attack that started off the year splitting reps at quarterback between Hudson Hartstack and Zyron Upshaw. Zyron Upshaw has stepped into that starting role, getting all of the snaps in the last couple of games. So when you talk about a balanced offense, it doesn't get more balanced than this Brenham Cub team. Coming into this game, Tommy, what if I told you that they're averaging 200 yards in rushing and 204 yards passing?
I tell you what, I will take that any day of the week as a head coach. That's as balanced as you're going to get.
That is the epitome of balanced on this team. And, you know, they're going to be – and a team that tackles very well, too, and they get one of their best tacklers back this week in Caleb Espinoza, making his way back from a thumb injury. Again, playing with that club, but that isn't going to stop anything except, you know, maybe if the ball gets thrown to him, he might have a little tough time catching him. But I was watching him in the warm-ups, and they were doing the catching drills, and he caught a few balls out there with that club on there.
I tell you what, the main thing about Caleb, and he is the defending MVP, defensive MVP from last year. So he wants to get back out on the football field this evening. And, you know, I'm glad to see him back out there this evening.
Yeah, and that's on a team riddled with all-district plays. I mean, most of the all-district team for last year was full of Brenham Cubs, and many of them returning this year. So it's an experienced team and a team that will come out and take advantage of this opportunity against the Waco Lions to come out with a dominant victory. And I think that's what Coach needs and wants, and what all the Brenham faithful who made it out here came to see.
There you go. No doubt about it. We're counting down now. What is it now? We're going to look on the scoreboard. 7.5 minutes. So
yep, getting closer and closer to that 7 o'clock kickoff, as there you go. See the Brenham Cubs coming down to the field right now as they get ready to come out of their tunnel, as they do before every game, being led out there by Coach Youngs and the coaching staff. And speaking of leading the team, this is all in the passing game is going to be all about what Chris Guidry can do. You talk about a wide receiver that every time we see him is double-team, triple-team. But even when he is double-team or triple-team, he's still going to make plays. We saw it in that Killeen game. He got the game-winning touchdown, triple covered, and fought his way into the end zone. So like a famous wide receiver once said, let's see if you know who it was, Tommy, even when I'm covered, I'm open.
I know one thing, Michael Irvin used to say that a lot.
I figured you'd get it, being a Cowboys fan. So with that being said, we're getting closer and closer here. We've got 6.5 minutes left to kick off, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff, who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They are ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com. That's WCTractor.com.
Howdy, Patrick Henning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When the power goes down, you need backup. A home backup generator can keep your lights on, your fridge cold, and your devices charged.
It's like having a personal power plant in your backyard. Power up with Gilmore Electric Express. We specialize in generator installation and maintenance, so you're never left in the dark. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
Redboard Tavern and Table is your destination for great food in Grimes County. Repeatedly voted best steak and recognized as one of the area's top restaurants. Redboard offers a brand new menu, weekend dinner specials, and a beautifully restored setting in the historic Navasota Railroad District. Whether you're gathering with family and friends or clients, Redboard is the place to be. Open Wednesday through Sunday, Redboard Tavern and Table, proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs. And a special shout out to Toby Lewis and the Cub Band Class of 2025.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Number 8, Cartel Brown, and number 17, Nate Rao. Then over to the defense, starting in the trenches as well. At the defensive end positions will be number 16, Jace Miller, and number 11, Doyle Brown. In the interior defensive line will be number 29, Mason Sieber, and number 70, Joe Rodriguez. Out on the corners playing cornerback are going to be number 5, Ledrick Walker Jr., and number 6, Traylon Kelly. Over to the linebacker spot, in the heart of the defense is going to be number 0, Caleb Espinoza, at middle linebacker. And flanking him on either side is going to be number 13, Brooks Rosnovsky. And on the other side will be number 22, Christian Prosper. And finally, over in the safety positions, at free safety is number 21, Quincy Adams. And at strong safety will be number 12, Ethan Auschenbeck. That is your starting lineup, brought to you by Collier Construction. Collier Construction is proud to bring you the starting lineup. As a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and the dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular events. Collier Construction, Highway 290 West in Brenham. And with that, we're also going to do the drawing for the free rib for a free rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue on the first touchdown. And who's going to be our winner this week, Tommy?
Nick Hankins.
Congratulations to Nick Hankins. You got yourself a free rack of ribs over at Nathan's Barbecue. And Tommy, what do they say about them ribs over there?
Ain't no fib about our rib.
There ain't no fib about their rib. That's brought to you by Nathan's Barbecue. They're proud to be a sponsor of the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and backed by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee, proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the first touchdown, just stop by Nathan's Barbecue and register. And with that, as we get ready for the kickoff, we're going to be right back after a word from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Conjura Tile says, go, play, win.
Well, fall's here, and you know what that means. Cooler weather, football games, and unfortunately, garage doors acting up at the worst time. Look, if your clicker's gone bad, the springs are broken, or your door just won't shut straight, call our friends at J&L Garage Door Service. Yeah, they're local, insured, and even do same-day repairs within a 60-mile radius. Plus, free estimates. Don't get stuck outside this season. Call J&L Garage Door Service at 203-6008. That's 203-6008.
And we're right back here to Waco ISD Stadium where we're getting ready for the kickoff coming at any minute now. It's about to get underway here between the Brenham Cubs and the Waco Lions as the JROTC makes their way off the field. The national anthem was brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham over on 1820 Highway 290. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to be one of KWHI's sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered Hyundai before? Here's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai has earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's best warranty. A 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage, and this year they are partnering with Brenham, ISD to reward students for perfect attendance by giving away a vehicle. They know the value of hard work and want to celebrate the students who put in the effort. Go Cubs! And with that being said, we'll be right back with the kickoff of this game after a final word from our sponsors.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linky Welding. Visit KorthandLinkyWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
And back to Waco ISD, where the Brenham Cubs are lined up at midfield with the captains of the Waco ISD Lions. And out there for the Brenham Cubs are Caleb Espinoza, Andre Mojica, Ledrick Walker Jr., and Mason Sieber. The same group that's been out there every week. And Tommy, it goes to show you the kind of leader that Caleb Espinoza is. We saw him there against Gilmer out there to do the flip of the coin, and he was in a sling.
Oh, yes, he was, no doubt about it. And Coach Jones is stuck. He is stuck on, you know, four really, really good leaders out there that are captains on this football team.
Yes, sir. And there we go. They're going to go ahead and get the toss going. Let's see who will receive here. I believe it will be Brenham receiving over here at Waco ISD. And Tommy, we forgot to mention what a beautiful stadium this is here out in Waco.
Wow.
You're speechless.
Ladies and gentlemen, if all of you listeners, if you would see this, you're looking at basically a miniature college facility is what you're looking at. So, very, very nice facility. Very, very accommodating personnel that work here at the stadium. Very accommodating.
Yeah, Tommy, I know you're used to these big Texas stadiums, but I'll tell you what, growing up in Florida, I think there's universities that don't have such a nice stadium.
really, man. I'm telling you, this is really nice. So.
Well, here comes the kickoff. It's going to be the Brenham Cubs kicking off to the Waco Lions. And back to receive for the Waco Lions is going to be Eric Taylor Jr. On the right side. And on the left will be number four, Zadarian Johnson. And speaking of weapons for this Waco Lions team, Eric Taylor Jr. plays running back for them and is expected to be a big weapon for them. Here comes the return from Johnson, and he's not going to get very far on that one. Tackled short of the 15-yard line, and he took a shot from Brooks Rosnowski. Great timing there, Tommy, as that will be placed right around the 14-yard line, and that's where this Waco Lions team will have to start their drive. And when you take a look at this Waco Lions team, it's a team that has one particular weapon in the backfield. That's going to be number 5, Bryant Whitaker Jr., who's averaging 88 yards rushing and 110 through the air. And he's not even the starting quarterback, Tommy.
I can see that. I just noticed that.
So the starting quarterback for them will be Alvarez. That's going to be Jordan Alvarez for them, a junior quarterback. And Bryant Whitaker Jr. is a junior, and he'll be lined up at wide receiver with Alvarez in the backfield. 3 wide receivers set in shotgun formation. They're going to send Johnson over Whitaker to the left, and now he'll be lined up 2 wide receivers set to the left. They're going to flip out the running back on a wheel route. They're going to go down the middle, and number 8 tries to make the catch, Lane Jones, but great coverage there from Caleb Espinoza as that pass sails over his head, and that'll be an incomplete pass, bringing up 2nd and 10 from the Waco 14.
Hey, good way here for the Cubs start out that first play of the football game.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's a team that has to start out aggressive. They'd love a 3-and-out here. And here is the handoff up the middle. That's going to be to number 8, Lane Jones. And that's going to be no gain on the play. They're tackled at the line of scrimmage.
That's Caleb Espinoza and Brooks Rosnowski.
So Caleb Espinoza getting involved early and often here on his first game back. Speaking of getting involved early and often, that's 2 straight plays to Lane Jones of Waco as he'll now come out of the game. And they're going to get set back up in the shotgun. 3 wide receivers set to the left of the quarterback, Jordan Alvarez as he awaits the snap. Gets a snap, a 3-man rush. Oh, here comes Lewis off the edge as well. And they're going to throw an almost intercepted by Brooks Rosnowski over the middle as the quarterback Jordan Alvarez was trying to find his tight end. Unsuccessful on the play, and that'll be a quick 3-and-out for the Waco Lions as they'll now have to punt to the Brenham Cubs.
That's one that Brooks will be thinking about in his sleep this evening.
Yeah, and look at that. I just mentioned Brian Whitaker Jr. being a weapon for them. Looks like he's the punter as well. Oh, and a one hopper to the punter. He gets it off. It's partially blocked, and that one's going to get it's going to take a bounce for them and get just past the 30-yard line. But at the end of the day, a kick that will net only about 17 yards as the Brenham Cubs will start from the Waco Lions 31-yard line. It looks like that may have been Jace Miller out there that got a hand on it. But, you know, that definitely made easier by the fact that the snap was low and took a one hopper to the punter there, Whitaker Jr. A miracle that was not a worse play for the Waco Lions.
No doubt about it. And here, great field position here for the Cubs to start off with their first offensive possession.
How about on the 32-yard line, only 12 yards away from the red zone? Out comes Zyron Upshaw. They're going to start in a tight formation of 2 wide receivers hugging the end of the line of scrimmage. But no, they're going to spread out now. 4 wide receivers set, 2 to each side. And here comes Zyron Upshaw. He's going to get pressure early, being chased down, and he'll be forced to throw this one away in the direction of Cartel Brown. Immediate pressure from the Waco Lions there, almost getting home, where number 16, Michael Leonard, and number 6, Chance Rhines.
A big pass rush there by the Waco Lions. A little bit surprised. Coach Youngs said he wanted to establish the running game, and here we're throwing the football on the first series of downs.
Trying to catch them by surprise, I guess.
Caught me by surprise.
So here you go with a 3 wide receiver set and shotgun for Zyron Upshaw. He's going to give the handoff to C.J. Glover up the middle. Bounces out to the outside, but won't get much more than a yard or two there. They're going to mark it at the 31-yard line. So a gain of 1 on the play. C.J. Glover trying to make something happen. Nothing happening in the middle of the line. So he tries to bounce it out, but the Waco Lions were able to catch up to him. And now they'll put it on the right hash mark, Third down and nine for the Brenham Cubs. Another three wide receiver set and shotgun.
On that tackle, making that big stop was Keith Johnson and Michael Leonard for the Lions.
And right before the snap comes in, Jalen Good running up to the line of scrimmage. Zyron Upshaw pulls back, so at least he knows who's coming. Three-man front for the Waco Lions, but look like they'll be sending a fourth. And here comes Zyron Upshaw's going to fake the handoff, looking deep downfield. He's got Chris Guidry, but a good play made there by the defensive back. That's number 14, Rayshon Green, on a pass that was a bit underthrown. Chris Guidry just not able to get under it there, and Zyron Upshaw could have done him a little bit of a favor, leading him just a bit more into the end zone.
Yeah, just great coverage there, as you said, by the defender there for the Waco Lions.
And on fourth and nine, being so deep into Waco Lion territory, the analytics say go for it, Tommy, and that's exactly what Coach Youngs is going to do here.
You're not much of a choice. A little bit out of
Senega's range here.
Just a little bit out of Senega's range.
So in shotgun is Zyron Upshaw. He's looking downfield. He's going to have to step up in the pocket. He's going to take off with it. He's going to have himself a first down before he's met by two defenders, led there by number 27, Amir Medlock. But Zyron Upshaw gets himself a first down on fourth and nine.
Chance Ryan's in on that stop there for the Lions, but not before Caleb gets Zyron gets a big first down. I'm thinking we're on defense here yet, man. I'm getting excited we make the first down on fourth down.
So Zyron Upshaw picks up the first down on fourth down with his legs, and a heavy formation here with plenty of big boys out there. They're going to run to the left side with C.J. Glover, and that should be a gain of about 4 yards right up the middle. A nice play there from C.J. Glover to make it a second down and six.
He was met by Keith Johnson real early there for the Lions.
So that's going to put the ball now at the 15 of the Waco Lions. In the red zone are the Brenham Cubs on their first drive of the game. And they're going to keep it with this tight, heavy formation. Jackson Wendt and Hagan Frank out there as tight ends. And the handoff will be, a fake handoff. Zyron Upshaw looking to the end zone and puts it too high for Chris Guidry. And I'll tell you what, Tommy, that is a receiver that it is hard to put the ball too high for. But nonetheless, that one just sailed on Zyron just a bit as he had Chris Guidry open in the end zone.
I tell you what, Eric Taylor had fair coverage, but as you said, Chris Guidry did have a step on him, and Zyron just overthrew it.
Yeah, and Eric Taylor Jr., first-string running back, and how about a first-string corner as well, playing both ways. He'll have his hands full if he has to cover Chris Guidry all night. So here comes Zyron Upshaw again in that two tight end set. Here comes the handoff to C.J. Glover. Ooh. They will hand it off this time, and he looked like he may have had a hole but tripped up as he ran into the line of scrimmage there, and that's going to make it now fourth and manageable. Looks like a fourth and three coming up, or a fourth and four coming up for the Brenham Cubs. You went for it on fourth and nine. Why not fourth and four?
I don't know if he was tripped up. There were 2 feet, one Brenham Cub and one Waco Lion right there, and C.J. just caught one of those foot.
So on fourth and four here are the Brenham Cubs. Zyron Upshaw's going to drop back, crosser routes all over. He's going to look to the end zone, has a receiver open, and just barely puts it too far out of bounds for C.J. Glover to make a play on it. And that's going to be a turnover on downs for the Brenham Cubs on their first drive. And Zyron Upshaw, he's going to be kicking himself there on that one. Had C.J. Glover wide open in the end zone and just sailed it just a bit again.
No doubt about it. C.J. had at least 3 steps on the defender. And, as you said, Zyron just overthrew it, and C.J. couldn't bring it down in bounds.
Maybe just a little rust to knock off after the bye week here. But nonetheless, the Brenham Cub defense is back out there with the Waco Lions having the ball on their own 13-yard line, and they're going to start off behind the sticks here, as it looks like we'll get a false start. So back it up all the way from the 13. They'll now be at their 8-yard line with 1st and 15 coming up.
Hall-Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture, call 979-337-4285.
Pool text. In business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
And so now on 2nd and 14 after a gain of 1 on the first down run, a throw down the field looking for his wide receiver Andre Kelly, and that ball just underthrown by the quarterback. That's going to be Jordan Alvarez, who put that one about a dozen feet short of his receiver there.
I tell you what, it's a blessing because it was great coverage there by Ledrick Walker.
Yeah, if you put it on him, may very well have led to an interception. Ledrick Walker Jr. saw him get one last week. So here comes the snap, and up to throw is Alvarez. Has a receiver open down the seam, and he's going to overthrow his receiver. That was number 5, Bryant Whitaker Jr., who looks like he had a couple steps on the defense, but on the missed throw by Alvarez, that'll bring up 4th down and 14, and a punt coming up again for the Waco Lions.
No doubt about it. He had 2 steps on Quincy Adams, and he just did not hit him. The football angels are on our side.
Yep, and we are now with 7:45 left here in the first quarter. We still haven't seen a completion yet, Tommy. So here comes the punt to Chris Guidry, and he's going to field it at about the 39-yard line, and that's where the Brenham Cubs will start off their offense. And again, with great field position, now twice starting inside the Waco Lions' 40-yard line. You got to imagine what Coach Youngs is preaching on the sideline right now is capitalizing on opportunities like this one after going after turning it over on downs their last time out.
I tell you what, no doubt about it. Two great defensive stands here, and I know Coach Youngs wants to see that offense break open on this series and put 6 points on the board.
Yeah, to emphasize on what you said there, I mean, 2 drives by the Waco Lions, and they've got a total of 2 yards, I think. So here comes Zyron Upshaw lined up in shotgun with Hagan Frank and ZJ Glover in the backfield, and the handoff will be to Glover. He goes off the right side, and he'll get himself a short gain of about 3 yards down to the 36-yard line of the Waco Lions.
Tell you what, he was met there by Jalen Good, and Good just stopped him dead in his tracks.
Jalen Good, the middle linebacker here in the heart of the defense for the Waco Lions. The Waco Lions playing that 3-4 defense, so 2 middle linebackers. And Good has made himself known here early. CJ Glover's going to fake the handoff and gets a completion to Cartel Brown on the edge.
Oh, nice.
2 defenders miss, heading right up the sideline. And he's going to get himself a big gain inside of the 10-yard line of the Waco Lions. Cartel Brown with a nice move there on the wide receiver screen. Makes a couple defenders miss and heads up the sideline, but just barely tripped up as he made his way inside the 10. The ball will be placed at the 7. First down and goal coming up.
Touchdown saving tackle there by Amir Medlock.
So here comes Zyron Upshaw. He's looking in the end zone, and again, too high there, looking for Cartel Brown on the slant route. But credit to Zyron Upshaw, because he had to take a shot to deliver that one as he was hit in the backfield.
I tell you what, and he just missed Cartel Brown. Cartel Brown had 2 steps on the defender.
Yeah, he was wide open in the end zone there, but again, with pressure in your face, a very difficult throw to make. So here we go again, shotgun formation for the Brenham Cubs. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Here's the snap to Zyron Upshaw. He'll hand up the middle to C.J. Glover, bounces off of a tackle, and heads into the end zone for the Brenham Cubs. Touchdown, as they'll take a 6-0 lead here with 6:46 to go in the first quarter. What a run there from C.J. Glover. Such a physical, powerful runner. Bounces off a tackle there almost right at the line of scrimmage and then walks his way into the end zone. And I'll tell you what, his yards after contact has to be amazing. And it looks like they're going to go for a 2-point conversion. A nifty play there as Hagan Frank takes the snap and kind of tosses it over to the left to Cartel Brown, who had the offensive line in front of him. And he dives into the end zone for a 2-point conversion, making it 8-0 in favor of the Brenham Cubs. Coach Young's going into the bag of tricks there. that was a formation where they had the entire line lined up to the left, and they snap it to Hagan Frank. He flips it over to Cartel Brown and gets in for the two-point conversion. And with that touchdown, congratulations to Nick Hankins, who gets himself a free rack of ribs over at Nathan's Barbecue. And, Tommy, that is
great job, Nick.
And that's a great prize to take home listening into a Brenham Cub football game. And that free rack of ribs is at Nathan's Barbecue. Make sure to swing by the station to pick up your voucher. Nathan's Barbecue is a proud sponsor of the First Touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, homestyle fried chicken, and backed by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee. Proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during this first touchdown, stop on by to Nathan's Barbecue and register. So here on the ensuing kickoff by Blue Sinega, that ball's going to be brought out to about the 25-yard line before a host of Brenham Cubs make the tackle, stopping him exactly at the 25-yard line. And that's where the Waco Lions will have to start their third offensive drive, as they've only been able to produce 2 yards of offense so far. And, Tommy, just a quick reminder, what do they say about them ribs over at Nathan's Barbecue?
Ain't no fib about our rib.
I'll tell you what, they got some good fried chicken over there, too.
Best fried chicken in town. I can attest to that.
Yeah, I just had me some. I believe it was a special on Wednesday?
Thursday.
Thursday, that's when I had it. That was so good.
Wednesday's chicken fried steak and chicken fried chicken.
There you go. So here you go, shotgun formation as Alvarez is going to look downfield, looking to the left side, trying to target his receiver, and Traylon Kelly there with the receiver step for step, and that's going to be an incomplete pass as the targeted receiver was number 4, Zadrian Johnson.
Johnson made a dive for the football, but great coverage there by the defender.
Yeah, Traylon Kelly and Ledrick Walker Jr. are a pair of shutdown corners as far as we've seen so far for this Brenham Cub team. Very talented players on the outside, and both juniors. So here comes the snap to Alvarez. He'll hand it right up the middle, and nothing to be gained there as a host of Brenham Cubs come up to make the tackle. And just for extra emphasis, how about a couple more Brenham Cubs in there to push the ball carrier back? And the ball carrier was number 8, Lane Jones, as we've seen him be a focal part of this offense.
First hit there was by Christian Prosper, then joined by Joe Rodriguez, and then joined by Brooks Rosnowski.
Now, that was a positive play for the Waco Lions as they double their offensive output. Now up to 4 yards on the game with that 2-yard run, bringing up 3rd and 8 from the 27-yard line. And here we go, and a wonderful tackle made there from Doyle Brown on the jet sweep. It was a jet sweep to Bryant Whitaker Jr., and Doyle Brown was in the backfield in a heartbeat and makes a huge hit. How about putting a tattoo on him? Bryant Whitaker Jr. spun down by Doyle Brown, who is a massive individual.
I tell you what, Doyle Brown was in the backfield immediately after the ball was handed off to the running back. Oh, my goodness.
what a play. Tackle for loss. Put it on the books for Doyle Brown as they're now looking at 4th and 14 for the Waco Lions as they'll be forced to punt. And Whitaker Jr. will take the snap, a good one this time, and sends a high punt over to the Brenham Cubs side of the field, and it takes a Waco bounce. And it's going to bounce all the way close to the 30-yard line. They'll stop it right at the 31, and that's where the Brenham Cubs will have to start this drive. First time all game that the ball's been in Brenham Cub territory, and the Brenham Cubs will start from their own 31-yard line. Just under 5 minutes left to play here in the first quarter. It's the Brenham Cubs up 8-0 over the Waco Lions, as they'll get set up at the 31. And so Zyron Upshaw in an empty backfield with a four wide receiver set, two to each side, and tight end Hagen Frank in there as well. They're going to throw a wide receiver screen. Trick play! Hagen Frank! Wide open down the field! Pass completed by C.J. Glover, and he'll have himself a touchdown pass. His second of the year. This time goes to Hagen Frank all the way into the end zone. A huge 69-yard throw.
69, there you go.
What a play there from the Brenham Cubs. Big man Hagen Frank getting into the end zone.
I tell you what, I'm just so excited to see Hagen Frank get his hands on the football, because when he gets the football in his hands, he only has one thing in mind, and that's the goal line.
Well, I'll tell you what, he had some speed on him for his size, and that's going to be Zyron Upshaw taking the snap for this two-point try, and he'll be tackled just short of the goal line at the one. So two-point conversion fails, but the Brenham Cubs up 14-0 nonetheless with 4:47 to play. Their first play of the drive, they throw a pass backwards over to C.J. Glover, which looked like it was going to be a wide receiver screen, and instead they throw it down the field to Hagen Frank with nobody on him, and the big man rumbling, stumbling into the end zone. I know you like that one, Tommy.
I tell you what, I love that. I just love to see those big guys get involved. And I tell you what, Hagen Frank, there wasn't a defender within 20 yards of him. So evidently, he did an excellent job up there faking and getting wide open.
And this coaching staff continues to go in deep into the bag of tricks to get scoring plays going. And now we'll line up for the ensuing kickoff from Blue Sonega. Back to receive will be Eric Taylor Jr. And number four, Zadrian Johnson. Here's a kick from Sonega, and it's going to be an onside kick, and it's free open, and Brenham Cubs had a chance at it, but the Waco Lions avoid disaster, and they're able to jump on the ball there, and it will be theirs on the Brenham Cubs side of the field. Looks like they'll be placing it right around the 49-yard line, and with that, we'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs, 2831 U.S. 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit easywellshed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
So on the first carry, it was a 7-yard run for the Waco Lions, and Aguirre, another big run for the Lions, but there are yellow flags everywhere on the run as Lane Jones takes it for a first down, but looked like this one might be coming back on a holding call.
Finally run out of bounds there by Quincy Adams.
So, yep, with the Waco Lions retreating back behind the line of scrimmage, they're going to call a holding penalty, and that'll back them up even further. So, second down, and they're calling it second down and three. I guess they're calling it a spot foul. So, from where the penalty occurred, it's back to almost the original line of scrimmage. So, second down and three at the Brenham Cubs' 41-yard line. Waco Lions will hand off, and Alvarez able to get the throw off through the hands of his receiver and intercepted by Rylan Lewis. What a heads-up play, and the first turnover of the game goes to the Brenham Cubs. What a takeaway there, and I'll tell you what, Jordan Alvarez, in the face of some serious pressure from the Brenham Cubs, delivers a strike to his receiver right in front of the receiver, and it goes right through his hands, and Rylan Lewis right there to take advantage, picks it off, and that's going to be a Brenham Cub football.
I tell you what, just a great job there by Rylan Lewis. The ball overthrown just where he needed to be, gets the big interception, Cub football on the 36-yard line.
So, again, from the 36 is where the Brenham Cubs will be going. Shotgun formation here. Three wide receiver set for Zyron Upshaw. C.J. Glover to his left. And here comes the fake hand. He fakes the handoff, looking deep. He has a receiver wide open. Nate Rao! Throw a hair out of his reach as Nate Rao didn't have a defender within about 7 yards of him. And that's going to be a missed opportunity for the Brenham Cubs on first down. They try to take a shot. And with under 4 minutes left to go, it'll be second down and 10 from the 36.
I tell you what, it was just a fly pattern there by Nate Rao. And as you said, not a defender with – I'm going to say better than that. I'm going to say within a mile. He was wide open.
And now that'll bring up now second down and 10 from their own 36. And the shotgun again for Zyron. Zyron's going to go ahead and take it. And he's going to take it himself up the middle, trying to find room, weaving, looking for some space. And he'll get a nice gain on the run as he looks makes some space of his own. And that will now bring it. Looks like a gain of 8 on the play. So third down and short coming up. Looks like a third and 2.
I tell you what, good move by Zyron, but then he second-guessed themselves and turned right back into a tackler, but nice gain.
So actually going to be a third and 3 as they move it back. So here's Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun yet again with 3 wide receivers, 2 to his left, 1 to his right. And the Waco Lions looking to get off the field here, down 14 to nothing. Zyron Upshaw's going to hand it off to C.J. Glover. He'll have himself first down trying to get more, but he's going to be tackled by a host of Waco Lions there, led by, look like, number 6, Chance Rhines.
Jalen Goode was also in on that play, but not before C.J. gets that big first down for the Cubs.
And that'll keep the drive alive as the ball comes up to the Brenham Cub 47-yard line. And they'll keep it with this 3 wide receiver set. This time 2 to the left, 1 to the right, with Hagan Frank and C.J. Glover in the backfield. First and 10, trying to get into Waco Lion territory here. Fake handoff, and now a short pass to Cartel Brown. Makes a defender miss, looking for the sideline, trying to cut back upfield, trying to find a hole, and he's going to be tackled by Jalen Goode there. And not before yet another Brenham Cub first down as they get into Waco Lion territory inside the 40. Looks like they're going to spot it right about the 37-yard line.
Yeah, it was just simple, little flip pass out and left flat out there, hit Cartel, and after that he did it on his own.
Zyron takes the shotgun, looking deep to Chris Guidry. What a catch! As he elevates over his defender and comes down with it. Just what you'd expect from Chris Guidry. The big frame on him and all the athleticism in the world. He was covered up, but goes up and makes the grab on the sideline and gets it inside of the Waco Lions 10-yard line. Looks like it's all the way down to the 5 as he carried his defender out of bounds.
I tell you what, Chris Guidry made Zyron look like a genius.
Zyron puts it up for grabs for Chris Guidry, and he just uses that big frame to go up and snag it. And now the Brenham Cubs are at the 5 of the Waco Lions, trying to punch it in here. Zyron will take it up the middle on a QB keeper, and he's trying to make a move. Makes a beautiful jump cut to his left, makes a defender miss, and walks into the end zone untouched. What a touchdown there for Zyron Upshaw after the big throw to Chris Guidry. The Brenham Cubs are up 20 to nothing, right at the 2 minute mark of the first quarter. And looks like no more trick plays here, Tommy.
No more trick plays. Going to go back to blue.
They're going to go right to Blue Sonega for the extra point. Keep it traditional here. And he'll line it up. Cold is good. Kick is good. 21-0 in favor of the Brenham Cubs with just under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. How about a 21-point first quarter for the Brenham Cubs? And we'll be right back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
Robert's Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
So after Zyron Upshaw punches it in on the QB keeper after that big throw to Chris Guidry down the sideline, here comes the kickoff from Senega, and he'll get it down to Zadrian Johnson, who'll go up the middle, makes two defenders miss. Oh, he looks like he might go. Blue Senega trying to make the tackle, buys enough time for Rylan Lewis to track down the return man Johnson, and a touchdown saving tackle from Rylan Lewis on the kickoff there. Of course, Rylan Lewis already an interception on the day, and another impact play by him to save that touchdown. With a minute 46 left here in the first quarter, the Waco Lions will be in Brenham Cub territory to start their next drive at the Brenham Cub 41-yard line.
Well, Blue Senega throws that screen at him, and then Rylan Lewis comes up and makes that big stop.
Hey, as a kicker, your job is to make enough time for the defenders to get back and make a tackle. And Senega did it to perfection there.
I'm telling you, great job there.
So here comes Jordan Alvarez and the Waco Lions in a four wide receiver set. Three to the left, trips to the left, and one to the right. Here's the shotgun snap to Alvarez. He's looking downfield. The pressure's coming. Chasing him down is Owen Robinson, and chased out of bounds by Caleb Espinoza with a little exclamation point there as Jordan Alvarez goes down on the Brenham Cubs sideline. Hopefully he is okay over there as he took a hard fall at the end. But no flags on the field. Looks like Caleb Espinoza got the hit in on time. No late hit. And just an aggressive play from an aggressive player, Tommy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Running into the down marker guy there and run him almost into the rock wall.
And I do have to make a correction here. That was not Owen Robinson on the pressure. That was actually number 65, Gonzalo Chavez Barbosa. Bringing that pressure from the defensive tackle position. And now back in the shotgun will be the Waco Lions. Is that Alvarez was chased out of bound for a loss of three. It'll be second down and 13. Here's a shotgun snap, looking downfield, trips to the right.
Oh, my God.
He's under pressure from Jace Miller. He's going to have to get rid of it. And a huge hit from Caleb Espinoza as Alvarez was trying to get rid of it to Lane Jones. Caleb Espinoza was privy to it and lays the wood on Lane Jones.
I tell you what. They had Jace Miller so wrapped up, where are the flags, is way beyond me. I'm telling you, he gets such a great rush there by Jace Miller. But I'm going to tell you what, that young man that
the right tackle
had his hands on the ball, he's going to think about Caleb Espinoza for a little while.
Hey, that right tackle was just holding on for dear life. Here comes Jace Miller on another one, and they're going to set up a screen to Jones again, but nothing to be had as Christian Prosper diagnoses it perfectly and makes the tackle right at the line of scrimmage. Third down at about 20.
I tell you what, just a great read there by Christian Prosper, making a big stop, forcing the Lions to punt for one more time.
Fourth and 24 to be exact, with the clock running at 50 seconds. The Lions will have to punt. Here's the snap. Snap is good. The punt is up high and going all the way back to get it is Chris Guidry. He's going to grab it and calls for the fair catch at the 17-yard line of the Brenham Cubs. So with 41 seconds on the clock, let's see if Coach Youngs is going to look to make something happen. But it's only the first quarter, so it'll just be a switch of sides on the field if they don't score before the 41 seconds are up. And how about this, Tommy? 41 seconds left in the first quarter. Already 21 points on the board for the Brenham Cubs.
I tell you what, I like what I see. And what they're doing, they're doing making these touchdowns in various fashions is what I like.
Yeah, they have one running from their quarterback, running from their running back, a rushing touchdown from the quarterback, rushing touchdown from the running back, and a passing touchdown from their running back.
Two. Your tight end, H-back, whatever you want to call it.
So on the first play, here is a handoff to Cartel Brown on the jet sweep to the left. And Cartel Brown trying to make defenders miss, carrying defenders past the 30-yard line for a nice gain there. And unfortunately, we have a Brenham Cub down on the field. Looks to be Andre Mojica, but he pops up. And it looks like he's all right, but is holding his left elbow. Hopefully he's going to be just fine. But we'll take a quick 30 seconds from our sports friends to allow him some, to allow the team to get back onto the field.
Tell you what, just a great move there by Cartel Brown, getting another big Cub first down.
And with that first down, the ball will be placed at the 32-yard line, and we'll be back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
For your water well protection or container needs, visit Texas Flat Pack Containers, 2155 FM50.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness. Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
And with that last run, time ran out in the first quarter. And now the Brenham Cubs have the ball with 12 to start off the second quarter, and the Cubs are up 21-0. As they have the ball on their own 32-yard line, trying to get another scoring drive here. They were turned it over on downs on their first drive, but it's been all success ever since. And they'll be lined up in a shotgun in a split backfield. Looks like it'll be C.J. Glover in the backfield. And it's going to be a fake handoff to him. And Zyron Upshaw trying to push it down the field again. And Cartel Brown trying to make the adjustment, unable to make the catch. And that's going to be an incompletion on first down. But I'll tell you what, Cartel Brown ran a beautiful route and was wide open on the sideline, just unable to make the adjustment to the throw.
No doubt about it. Ditto on that. Cartel Brown was wide open, and Zyron just did not get it to him.
So with that, they are moving the sticks. I believe they called a holding on the defense on that one, and that's going to bring the ball all the way up to the 47 of the Brenham Cubs. They'll happily take that.
They didn't hold Cartel well enough.
Had to have been somewhere else because he was untouched, running free down that sideline. So here comes Zyron Upshaw in that shotgun again, and the split backfield again with C.J. Glover and Cartel Brown to either side of him, two wide receivers out wide, and a fake handoff to C.J. Glover. Zyron Upshaw is going to throw it, and he had Chris Guidry hit him on the hands, but just a hair in front of, too far in front of Chris Guidry, as that will be another incomplete pass, bringing up a second down and 10 from the Cubs 47.
Pretty good coverage there by Rashawn Green for the Lions. And Zyron just couldn't get it to him.
And Chris Guidry did have a step on Rashawn Green, but with that drop catch, I think Green will chalk that up as a win after what happened last time when Chris Guidry was targeted in his area of the field. So here he comes, split backfield yet again with Cartel Brown and C.J. Glover, and this time the handoff not to C.J. Glover. It's a read option, and keeping it up the middle is Zyron Upshaw, as he'll get up to the 47 of the Waco Lions for a gain of about 6 yards.
Chance Ryan's in on that stop there for the Lions.
And that'll now bring up third down and 4 for the Brenham Cubs. Zyron Upshaw, always a nice element to his game, being able to keep it and run it aggressively. And here comes Zyron Upshaw throwing out wide to Chris Guidry, who's wide open, and he's going to make the catch for a first down, and it takes three Waco Lions to take him down. And there was Rashawn Green and number 10 Keith Johnson, along with number 16 Michael Leonard.
I'll tell you what, again, Eric, a nice move there by Chris Guidry, wide open. Zyron does get the ball to him this time. Good move by Chris, getting another first down for the Cubs.
So now the Brenham Cubs get themselves another first down. The ball placed at the 37-yard line. Here comes Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun with two receivers to his left. He's going to look to set up a screen to C.J. Glover, who's going to go wide open. Nobody in front of him there and nobody in the area, and he'll step out of bounds right at the first down marker. And what a block from Hagan Frank on the edge there, absolutely annihilating his defender there, just pancakes him.
I tell you what, C.J. Glover had the right guy out in front of him, and he took several guys out of the way. Oh, my gosh, I thought they would have given him the first down.
They're going to call it second and inches. But I'll tell you what, Hagan Frank earned that first down on his own. He wasn't the one running it, but he was clearing away for C.J. Glover on that run. And they'll hand it off to C.J. Glover again, trying to get up the middle. Nothing there. He's going to bounce it to the outside, cuts right back upfield, and has himself a nice gain of about 5 yards on second down and inches. A clear first down for the Brenham Cubs.
Finally brought down by Keith Johnson and Michael Leonard for the Lions. But again, as you said, another Cub first down.
And now the ball is at the 22-yard line of the Waco Lions. Knocking on the doorstep of the red zone here are the Brenham Cubs. Shotgun formation for Zyron Upshaw, and he's going to be looking towards the direction of Chris Guidry, and double coverage, elevates, brings it down in the front corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Brenham Cubs! Another touchdown for Chris, this one to Chris Guidry, who gets himself 6 points of his own, 27-0 in favor of the Brenham Cubs, and Chris Guidry completely climbed the ladder to come down with that one. What a catch! Something that has become very common here for the Brenham Cubs, especially with Chris Guidry. I think you're speechless, Tommy. Senega lines it up, hits the extra point, 28-0 in favor of the Brenham Cubs. And Tommy, I haven't heard you. That's the first Chris Guidry touch. I don't hear you cheer on it. Are you just speechless over there?
No, I tell you what, nothing seems to amaze me anymore because, again, he made Zyron Upshaw look like a terrific quarterback, just went up and pulls, has a couple of guys all over him. Just goes up and brings the football down for another Cub touchdown.
I'll tell you what, with double coverage on him, Zyron Upshaw trusts his receiver, puts it in a perfect position where only his wide receiver can go up and get it. If not, it was going out of bounds. And Chris Guidry used every bit of his vertical jump to climb the ladder and bring that one down in that front corner of the end zone over two defenders. And like I always say, Tommy, that's what the young kids call mossing your defender. Just goes up, grabs it, and brings it down for another Brenham Cub touchdown as they now lead 28-0.
The only thing I hope is, I hope there are some college scouts looking at that young man, because you'll definitely get a prize.
He has been a tremendous piece of this offense, making plays week in and week out. Here's the kickoff from Blue Senega, going back deep, and that's going to be a huge kickoff from Senega as that one goes out of the back of the end zone. How about the rocket leg on him?
I tell you what, great kick there by Senega. And the receivers just turned around and looked at it and said, please roll out of the end zone.
So with the Brenham Cubs up 28-0 over the Waco Lions, we'll be back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
So here come the Waco Lions as they'll get Bryant Whitaker Jr. in the backfield, and he'll roll out to his left looking to throw, but he'll keep it and run out of bounds after a gain of 6 yards for the Lions. Second down and four coming up.
Run out of bounds there by Christian Prosper for the Cubs.
So with that, now the ball at the 31-yard line after the touchback. A gain of 6 on the play from Whitaker Jr. And he'll stay in the backfield as looks like they're going to go with him as the quarterback from here on out. So four wide receiver set for him, and that snap to his right. He's able to corral it, rolling out to his right, being chased down by Christian Prosper, and Prosper will get there, but not before the Waco Lions are able to pick up a first down, a gain of about six on the play for Whitaker Jr., getting the ball out to the 39-yard line.
Tell you what, again, great job there by Christian Prosper, not giving up on the play and running him out of bounds at the 37-yard line.
Thank you, Tommy. Yeah, that was the 37. And Whitaker will stay back at the quarterback position in the shotgun with a four wide receiver set. Looks like the Waco Lions trying to switch up the offense here to make something happen. And the pressure coming up, and again stepping up is Whitaker as he's able to break free, running up the past the 50, 40, 30, and before he's let out of bounds by Ledrick Walker Jr. And looks like the Waco Lions have found themselves a spark to this offense by putting in Whitaker Jr. in the backfield at quarterback. And a nice big run there. Looked like a gain of about 30 yards, maybe even 35, 40 yards.
I tell you what, it was blanket coverage there by all the Cub defenders on those pass patterns, and it just left, once he got past that front, it was just a wide open field for Whitaker.
Yeah, that's a 31-yard run there for Whitaker Jr. And, of course, the Waco Lions are going to go ahead and keep running with that. Four wide receiver set. Here's a shotgun snap to Whitaker Jr. Big pressure coming, and he's going to try to throw it over to the right to Jones. And that pass too far out wide, and that'll go incomplete for a second down and 10.
Yeah, he just dumped it out there in the right flat and just missed the receiver.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the reason he's been able to run it up the middle is because the Brenham Cubs are throwing all kinds of pressure, getting upfield are the defensive ends. They got to set that edge against a mobile quarterback. The four-man front, here's a snap to Whitaker again, and again, pressure up the field. He makes another defender miss in the backfield, rolling to his left, and he'll get himself a short gain. Looks like about 3 yards on the play.
I tell you, just a great pass rush there by Jace Miller and forced him to break out to the left. And finally run out of bounds again by Christian Prosper.
So third down and six for the Waco Lions, who have found some success here by bringing in Whitaker Jr. To play quarterback. And it's really been more of a wildcat as he's been forced to run every time with tremendous pressure from the Brenham Cubs. But when they bring the pressure, Whitaker Jr. is slippery in that backfield and able to get free. Here's a handoff to Jones trying to bounce it off to his left. He will not go anywhere. Dragged down by Doyle Brown. Huge tackle there. And another tackle for loss for Doyle Brown, who's making his presence known here today.
I tell you what, not fooled at all by that running play. Doyle Brown met him in the backfield and stopped him for a loss. Big, big, big play there by Doyle Brown.
So now that's going to be a fourth down and eight for the Waco Lions, and they're going to leave the offense out there down 28-0 with 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. They're looking for a spark on offense. Whitaker Jr. looking to provide it. He's going to have to roll out, trying to cut up the middle, and he'll be dragged down there by a Brenham Cub defensive tackle. Looks like that's 59. Owen Robinson who breaks the tackle. Beautiful play there, and that'll be another turnover on downs for the Waco Lions, and the Brenham Cubs will take over at their own 33-yard line.
Tell you what, just a great job there by Owen Robinson breaking off of the blocker after they had that pass rush had forced Whitaker to take off and run, but Owen Robinson does his job, makes the big stop, big turnover, Cubs ball 33-yard line?
33-yard line. Yeah, Owen Robinson staying disciplined there as that run was going outside and trying to get a cutback lane was Whitaker Jr., but Owen Robinson stayed home and make the tackle. Now here comes Zyron Upshaw as he'll hand it off to C.J. Glover, looking for space up the middle. Finds some space, but not much of it as he'll gain a gain of four on the first down run. Second down and six coming up.
I'll tell you what, C.J. ran into Tyler Freeman and stopped him there for a short gain, but it's not bad. We'll take a four-yard gain.
Hey, if you give me 4 yards on first down every time, any coach will take that, right, Tommy?
We'll take that all day long.
So here comes second down and six. The ball placed at the 40, looks like the 38 of the Brenham Cubs. Siren back in shotgun. He's going to fake the handoff to C.J. Glover. Finds Cartell Brown out wide, trying to make a move. Makes two defender miss and picks up a beautiful block from Chris Guidry as Cartell Brown cuts back up the field. And he'll be stopped just shy of midfield. But that's another Brenham Cubs first down.
Tell you what, just a little dump pass out there in the right flat. Great move there by Cartell. Breaks it out and open. And as you said, Chris Guidry showing that athleticism, what kind of player he is, a big block and gets another big first down for the Cubs.
So the ball will be placed right at midfield at the 50-yard line. Here comes Zyron Upshaw in the backfield again. Shotgun, three wide receiver set. Here's the snap, and he'll keep it himself, trying to find room up the right, but chased down from the opposite side. That's number 16, Michael Leonard, who comes screaming down that line of scrimmage, and Zyron Upshaw waiting for the space to open up. That space closed up by Michael Leonard, who came in rushing, and a nice play from the Waco Lions to make it second down and 10.
I'll tell you what, just designed quarterback draw there by Zyron Upshaw. Great play there by Michael Leonard to run him down for no gain.
There here comes the shotgun snap to Zyron Upshaw. He's going to hand it off to C.J. Glover down the left side, looking for some room, and finds about 4 yards of it down to the Waco 46-yard line for a gain of 4, bringing up a third down and 6.
Tell you what, finally brought down after a 4-yard gain there by Jalen Good.
And that's the, I think, about the 7th or 8th time we say Good's name here tonight, as he's been an impact defender for the Brenham Cubs, but I think being forced to make a lot of tackles because the Cubs have had so much success on offense. As they're up 28-0 with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's the 3rd and 6 coming up, trying to keep this drive alive. So shotgun formation for Zyron Upshaw, and it's going to be a timeout for the Brenham Cubs. And with that timeout, we'll take a timeout ourselves, and we'll be right back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
And as we come back on a big 3rd down and 6, Zyron Upshaw steps back and has a receiver wide open in the middle of the back, in the middle of the field. That's Chris Guidry. Gets himself a big first down and fights his way for some extra yardage, getting the ball inside of the Waco's 30-yard line down to the 27.
And it was finally brought down there by Michael Leonard for the Waco Lions.
And with that, the Waco Lions call a timeout, and now with 1st and 10 at the 27, we'll wait for the Brenham Cubs for the Waco Lions to get out of their timeout to continue play. And the Brenham Cubs up 28-0, making it happen in all kinds of ways out here today. A long passing touchdown to Chris Guidry from Zyron Upshaw, a running touchdown from Zyron Upshaw, a rushing touchdown from C.J. Glover, and a nice trick play touchdown, C.J. Glover throwing it down the field to Hagan Frank for a 69-yarder. So here comes the shotgun snap to Zyron Upshaw. He's going to hand up C.J. Glover. He's looking down the middle, but then bounces it to the outside, makes two defenders miss, another one, and dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Brenham Cubs, as they'll make it 34-0 with 5:42 to go. What a run there. Got the handoff up the middle, bounces it to the outside, and with a beautiful jump cut, makes two defenders miss, and then muscles his way past another into the end zone for the Brenham Cubs, as they'll extend the lead to 34 to 4-0 here with 5:42 to go in the second quarter, and Blusenego will line up for the extra point.
I tell you what he did, the hole closed up quickly. Great job by CJ. Broke it out to the outside, had open field, ran it down to the five, and carried a guy into the end zone with him.
And so the extra point is good from Blusenega, 35-0 in favor of the Brenham Cubs over the Waco Lions here in Waco ISD Stadium. And with 5:42 left to go in the second quarter, Tommy, I'm sure they'll be pushing for another touchdown before this quarter is over. And with that, as we await for the ensuing kickoff, we'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at teglertoyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
And back to Waco ISD Stadium with the Brenham Cubs leading 35-0. Just under 6 minutes to play here in the half. And Blusenega is going to send this kick all the way down and again into the end zone, showing off that leg power. And that's going to be a touchback with the ball coming out to the 25-yard line for the Waco Lions. And the Waco Lions getting their offense out there. Tommy, looks like they found a little bit of success there as they took out their quarterback of Jordan Alvarez, and in place of him came in number 5, Bryant Whitaker Jr. And a bit of a wildcat scenario. He can throw the ball as well, averaging 110 through the air on the year, but you know, definitely more of a running quarterback, and he's been giving the Brenham Cubs defenders some fits in the backfield, making plenty of defenders miss.
No doubt about it, and if he finds any open seam at all, he's going to get a big game.
Yeah, we saw it last time on that big 32-yard run that he had. It's been definitely the most explosive play for this Waco Lions team so far. So with the shotgun formation, back is Jordan Alvarez in the backfield now. And the Brenham Cubs showing pressure, four-man front, but Caleb Espinoza and Christian Prosper creeping up to that line of scrimmage. And Brooks Rosnowski, they're bringing all the pressure. Caleb Espinoza bowls over his blocker, but then the throw down the field. Traylon Shelley makes his way over and makes a beautiful interception overhead. And now he's trying to make a nice return out of it, and he gets himself another 15 yards there as he brings it inside the Waco Lions 40-yard line to the 39. What a play by Traylon Kelly there. Had bracket coverage on the receiver. He comes over the top and makes the overhead catch for the interception. He turned into a bit of a wide receiver there making the play. What an interception from Traylon Kelly. The second of the game. The first coming from Rylan Lewis. And we talked about it before the game, Tommy. Forcing turnovers is going to be huge.
I tell you what, just...
But here's a little bit of a development. They're going to call a holding on the return, so the interception counts, but the ball will come all the way back to the 40-yard line as it was from the spot of the foul. But nonetheless, it is Brenham Cub football, just instead of being in Waco territory at about the 40, it's in Brenham Cub territory at the 40.
Tell you, going back to Traylon's interception, he just had blanket coverage on the receiver. Ball a little underthrown. Traylon comes back, gets the big interception, and gets a nice return until we get the holding call. But that's all right. Cub football on the 40.
That is exactly right. That's where they'll take over, and they're going to come with that heavy set formation here and looking to hand it off. They'll give it to C.J. Glover. He finds himself some space on the left. A flag comes in, a big 15-yard run, but this one looks to be in the area of holding. Let's see what they're going to call here.
That's scary. The scary thought again there with that flag going down.
And it's going to be a holding call on Hagan Frank there, and that'll bring it back 10 yards. So first down and 20 coming up for the Brenham Cubs, back to their 30 now. So a couple of, after the interception, consecutive penalties here as the Brenham Cubs will start well behind the sticks here at first and 20 on their own 30. I'll tell you what, the Brenham Cubs have looked explosive on offense, but, you know, not a lot of plays in the playbook for first and 20, Tommy.
No, not at all. Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, just great. Going back to that play, just a great job by C.J. Glover again. The hole closed, and he breaks it to the outside for a good game.
Well, the good thing is they don't have to get it all on the very first play, so they'll hand it off to C.J. Glover up the middle again, and he'll get most of that penalty yardage back as he'll have a nice 8-yard run to the 38 of the Brenham Cubs. Looks like it'll be a gain of 8 yards on the play.
I tell you what, as C.J. was doing all that, he literally drug Brocha Dugas and Keith Johnson with him.
And I'll tell you what, C.J. Glover, only a sophomore running back, but he runs the ball so aggressively, so physically, it's almost never the first defender that gets to him that is able to take him down. I can probably count on one hand the amount of times I've seen him go to the ground on first contact.
What I'm seeing about C.J. Glover is when he does see something where he didn't make the play like he felt he could have, he corrects himself. And he goes back and he reads where his blockers are and just makes good decisions to get good gains.
So it looks like there was an offside penalty. So it'll be first down and 14. And C.J. Glover bounces it to the left, and he'll get all of it back and some more. Another Brenham Cub first down as he runs down that sideline and picks up about needed 14. Looks like he got about 20.
Just exactly what I was saying, what I just said. You know, the hole closed. C.J. broke it to the outside for a big gain. And another big cup first down.
And, yeah, you make a great point there. For as physical as a runner as he is, he's extremely cerebral as well, makes great reads. He's a patient runner, but if that middle of the line is clogged up, he knows exactly when to bounce it out and has had tremendous success on the year over that. So here comes the outside handoff to C.J. Glover to the right side. C.J. Glover makes one defender miss, and it takes three or four defenders to bring him down at the 30-yard line of the Waco Lions, but they will be spotting it at the 31. Another big gain, this time 16 yards on the run for C.J. Glover down that right side.
Finally brought down by Rashawn Green for the Lions.
But we got ourselves some more cloth on the field. And they're going to call holding on the Brenham Cubs, so this one will be coming back. Another 15-plus yard run for C.J. Glover being called back by a hold.
I tell you what, I know Coach Youngs likes what he's seeing by this Cub offense here. But now here in the last couple of series, we're starting to see the flags again. And I know that's not going to make him real happy, especially when you have a 35-0 lead.
Doesn't matter how much you are up in a game, and you got to correct those small mistakes, Tommy. So here we go, Zyron Upshaw in the pistol formation this time with C.J. Glover behind him while he's in shotgun. Zyron Upshaw looking down the field for Chris Guidry. He has a step on his receiver, on his defender, gets it, and he's going to walk into the end zone. What a route, what a catch, what a throw, what a touchdown for the Brenham Cubs as they're going to take a 41-0 lead with 3:43 left here in the second quarter. Another touchdown for Chris Guidry. What a throw and catch there.
I tell you what I'm going to say right now is Chris Guidry ran a great post pattern at two steps on the defender, and I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Zyron hit him right on the numbers in the dead run, and after that it was all Chris.
I mean, he just dropped it right in the basket there, and that was a throw that probably traveled, I think, 30 yards down the field. I believe it was a 42-yard touchdown to Chris Guidry. What a play there, and that's going to be a touchdown for the Brenham Cubs. And on the ensuing point after try, Blusinega sails it wide, but an offside penalty on the Waco Lions will give him another opportunity to try to put it to 42-0 for the Brenham Cubs. Wow, Chris Guidry just every week finds another way to impress us, Tommy.
And all he does is keep adding to his numbers.
Ain't that the truth? So here's the snap is good, hold is good, kick is good from Blusinega, and that now makes it 42-0 in favor of the Brenham Cubs with 3:43 left here in the second quarter, and we'll be right back for the ensuing kickoff after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973.
Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stagett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
All righty, and we're getting ready for the ensuing kickoff here as the Waco Lions did take a timeout. Looks like they have some action going down on the sideline. Looks like Eric Taylor Jr. got into it with some Brenham Cubs and had to be taken off the field by his coaching staff. You know, definitely I think he's not having some issue with being down 42-0, but this Brenham Cub team has been impressive, to say the least, so far, Tommy. This has been their most dominant performance of the year so far. 42 points with still under 4 minutes to go in the first half.
Actually, who the coaches are trying to restrain is Rayshon Green.
Well, Eric Taylor Jr. is being restrained as well then, because that's...
Yeah, we got everybody on the sidelines.
Well, hopefully everything's all right for them down here. Here's the kickoff from Senega. See if he can get this one into the end zone again, and it'll be just short. Zadrian Johnson will pick it up, and he's trying to bring it out for the Waco Lions, and he'll be tackled at the 15-yard line by Brooks Rosnowski, along with a couple other Brenham Cubs. That'll be Cade Wiederhold as well to join in on the tackle. And now the Waco Lions will have to start inside of their own 20 at the 16-yard line, and the Brenham Cubs are looking to get the ball back to add some more points on the board. I mean, they scored with about 5 minutes left in this first half, and now with 3:30, they've scored again.
I tell you what, as you said on that return there, Brooks Rosnowski, but also a great job there by Cade Wiederhold.
So now the Waco Lions will come out. Let's see who will be at quarterback this time. You have to imagine after Jordan Alvarez threw that interception, and we'll get a look at Whitaker Jr. again, and that's exactly who comes out for the Waco Lions. They have just not been able to throw the ball in this Brenham Cub offense at all. Here comes the snap to Whitaker Jr. He'll hand off the middle to Jones and a host of Brenham Cubs to make the tackle, led by Doyle Brown, Mason Sieber in there as well. And look at who we have again making an appearance today, Jarius Booker. Jarius Booker, a player that with Caleb Espinoza down the last couple weeks, came in and really made a name making the tackles all over the field against Gilmer a couple weeks ago.
I tell you what, just an excellent job there. Dahl Brown just shot through a seam and had his hands on the running back about the time he got the football.
So here comes a run up the middle. Joe Rodriguez stiffs his blocker and then makes the tackle. What a play from Joe Rodriguez. And coming in to clean it up was Jarius Booker and Caleb Espinoza. Another loss on the play. Third down and 13 coming up.
So just a great job again there by that Cub defense.
And the Cubs have been a brick wall in the running game. The only real success for this Waco Lions team has been on quarterback rollouts, on design passes with Whitaker Jr. getting loose in the backfield. But other than that, on the run, they've been stiff. And in the passing game, two interceptions and little to no success for the Waco Lions throwing it. Blanket coverage from the corners, Rylan Lewis, Leedrick Walker Jr. and Traylon Kelly, with Rylan Lewis and Traylon Kelly having an interception each, and they really have not gone Leedrick Walker Jr.'s way at all, as he's had great coverage all night.
No doubt about it, and here we have a delay of game here by the Lions.
So making a bad situation worse from 3rd and 13, it'll now be 3rd and 18 inside their own 10-yard line for the Waco Lions. Here comes the snap. Whitaker Jr. looking to throw down the middle, and they will make a positive throwing play here as he finds his receiver, number four, Zadrian Johnson, on a dig route right at the sticks, and he's going to get all 17 and a couple more for a Lions first down out to the 31-yard line.
I tell you what, just a great play there by Whitaker because, yeah, he had a guy wide open and gets the ball to him on the run and gets a big first down there for the Lions.
And we'll just chalk that up to a bit of an announcer's curse, just talking about how good the coverage has been and little success they've had throwing it. And right then and there, they get a big 21-yard throw.
Man, I'm telling you, I know that play right there, I know Coach Youngs is not going to be real happy with that.
Yep, you couldn't be more right. I mean, they have them pinned down inside their own 10-yard line and on 4th and 18 allow a first down. But, again, you know, we've seen it a little bit from this Brenham Cub team coming into this game as we get into the 2-minute warning now. And it's been that when you're up big on a team that you should beat, it seems like they maybe get a little bit lackadaisical, getting penalties and giving up plays like we just saw there, Tommy. We saw it last week against Gilmer, up big against them, and they allow a 28-yard QB sneak for a touchdown.
And that's really what you do not want to do, because that all that will do is you make you relax on further plays in the game, and you want to keep going at full pace.
I couldn't agree more. So here's Whitaker Jr. in the shotgun. He'll take the snap, fakes the handoff to Jones, and tries to throw up the middle, but that one looks like it came off the back of one of his linemen's head, unless Mason Siever got a hand on it. But nonetheless, a tipped pass for an incompletion on first down and 10 from their own 31-yard line for the Waco Lions will bring up second down and 10. And they'll keep Whitaker Jr. out there with a 3 wide receiver set in shotgun. And the Brenham Cubs bringing pressure, and they're going to hand it off to Jones up the middle for a minimal gain. Looks like it'll be a gain of 3, maybe 3.5 yards.
Making that big initial hit there was Job Rodriguez for the Cubs.
I'll tell you what, he is a big man on that interior defensive line. Always standing up his blockers and just filling in run gaps is what he absolutely excels at.
And he just never gives up on any play.
Never. So here we go on third down and 7 coming up. Back to passes, Whitaker Jr. He's going to try to get away, but Jarius Booker there wraps him up, and Caleb Espinoza cleans it up, and that's going to be no gain on the play, a loss of 1, and 4th down and 8 coming up for the Waco Lions with the clock ticking at 104 and counting.
I'll tell you what, design pass play, just great coverage there by the Cub defenders, and Booker staying at home and watching what the quarterback done when he takes off. He goes and makes the play for the Cubs.
So with the clock down to 46 seconds and the play clock down to 13, the Waco Lions are going to elect to punt here. Back to receive is going to be Cartel Brown this time instead of Chris Guidry.
Chris needs a break.
here's the punt, and that one's going to be deep. It's going to hit right about the 40-yard line and take a Waco Lions bounce inside of the 35 all the way down to the 32 of the Brenham Cubs. And with 22 seconds left to go in the half, let's see if the Brenham Cubs are going to look to keep the pressure on or just get into the halftime.
I'll tell you what, on that punt again, Cartel decides to not retrieve and let the ball in. It takes a good cut. I mean, a good Lion roll. Ended up being a great punt for the Lions.
Yeah, and I can't argue with his decision there, because with 22 seconds left, the last thing you want to do is for disaster to strike with some kind of muff punt or something like that, and just let it bounce and see if your offense can make something happen. But looks like they're just going to go ahead and get into formation to take a knee, looks like, as they come in a tight formation. With Cartel Brown looking to the sideline, Siren Upshaw will take the snap, takes a knee, and that's what will get us to the half with the Brenham Cubs up 42-0 over the Waco Lions all the way here in Waco ISD Stadium. And what a first half, Tommy. I mean, play after play after play, making it done, getting it done in every way imaginable, are the Brenham Cubs so far to take a commanding 42-0 lead, which has, if I had to look back at it, I think that's the biggest lead the Brenham Cubs have had going into the half of any football game this year.
That is absolutely correct. We have yet to have a lead such as this. Just a great offensive performance by the Cubs in this first half against the Waco Lions.
That is correct. And when I say getting it done every way imaginable, they've done it with trick plays, passing plays, rushing plays, quarterback rushing plays, you name it. That's how the Brenham Cubs have scored here today. Tremendous first half from Zyron Upshaw, Chris Guidry, CJ Glover, Cartel Brown. All the familiar faces that we've seen making plays week in and week out have continued to do it here as the 5-0 Brenham Cubs look to start district play with a win and go 6-0. But with that, we'll head into the halftime, and we'll be right back after a word from our sports friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com. For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank, local, friendly, mobile.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
So as we get ready for the KWHI Sports halftime show with the Brenham Cubs all the way out here in Waco Stadium, Waco ISD Stadium, taking on the Waco Lions, it's really been all Brenham Cubs without a doubt, as they are up 42-0 over the Waco Lions. And it's really been on all facets of the game. On defense, they have been a brick wall in the running game. Coverage has been excellent, with two corners on this Brenham Cub defense getting interceptions. That is, of course, Traylon Kelly with a beautiful, beautiful play in bracket coverage with two defenders on the receiver. Alvarez, the quarterback for the Lions, tried to force one in there, and Traylon Kelly, what he did was turn into the receiver, makes the overhead catch, and then a nice return there, unfortunately called back for holding, but I mean, still the interception counted, and Traylon Kelly showing off the ball skills there. And then how about Rylan Lewis just taking advantage of a missed opportunity from the Waco Lions? Alvarez stepped up in the face of pressure, gets the ball to his receiver, goes through the hands of his receiver, and Rylan Lewis, with great coverage right behind the receiver, is able to pick that up and for an interception. That was earlier in the game, and the Brenham Cubs really have seemed like they have no weakness here tonight.
Well, no, a great job, and I'm going to do a ditto on those defensive backs. The only time there was a little bit of a flaw is they gave up just a little bit here right before the half, and they had that big gain to get a first down. But again, they stepped up again. The defense stepped up one more time to hold them and force them to punt again, and the Cubs were able to run out the clock before the half. But just a great first half performance, both defensively and offensively, by this Cub team.
Yeah, and as we get into it, exactly how good of a performance has been, we'll look at the halftime stats here for the Brenham Cubs. And how about this for the, when I say all facets of the game, they've been doing it in all facets of the game. You look at the rushing numbers for the Brenham Cubs, which has been the least impressive part, but still, 13 carries, 83 yards, and two touchdowns for CJ Glover, all in the first half, and as well as Cartel Brown getting himself a carry for 15 yards, and Zyron Upshaw getting in on the action with five carries, 31 yards, and a touchdown. We saw him make a beautiful move at the goal line to make a defender miss, and on a play where he was surrounded by about three defenders, goes untouched into the end zone.
No doubt about it, just a great effort there by Zyron Upshaw, but You know what I love? I love just a great balanced attack by this Cub offense this evening.
Yeah, and that's been the name of the game for them all year, averaging right at 200 rushing on the year per game and then 204 passing per game. Now, this one's been a little bit more open through the air, but when your running back's getting in on the passing game, you know some things are going right. And that is exactly what's happening today for the Brenham Cubs, as Zyron Upshaw is a 9 of 16 for 207 yards in the first half with two passing touchdowns. But how about C.J. Glover? He's got a perfect passer rating. 1 for 1, 69 yards with a touchdown to the tight end / H-back Hagan Frank.
I'll take that all day long. But the one thing, the next time you and I are able to have a conversation with Coach Jungs, he was telling us before the start of the game, what we want to do is we want to establish the running game. So much for establishing the running game. But we'll take it. We'll take it.
Well, hey, 129 yards rushing in the first half. That's not a bad rushing attack. But when you have 276 through the air, it's definitely an emphasis on the passing game.
No doubt about it. And we are just making fun, folks. A great, just outstanding first half here by Coach Youngs and his coaching staff, and especially Coach Lopez, the offensive coordinator. What he's doing is he's letting his offense take advantage of what their defense is giving us. And whenever you find a situation such as that, whatever's working for you, don't break it.
I couldn't agree more. And when you look to who should be leading your team, you always look to your seniors, right, Tommy?
Yes.
And now, this is a team that has a lot of great juniors, a lot of great sophomores, but a senior that constantly stands out, especially on this offense, is, of course, Chris Guidry.
Oh, no doubt about it. That's that senior leadership. And, you know, I don't know if you've had the opportunity that I have had, but to be around, that is one of the most humble team players that I have ever seen. Just an outstanding young man and one whale of a football player.
Yeah, and not only a football player, he's a heck of a basketball player, too. I called a couple of his basketball games, and Chris Guidry is a two-star athlete. But I'll tell you what, I think his strong suit is football, because he is a playmaker out there. Just like one of your favorite receivers, Michael Irvin, like we said, even when he's covered, he's open. We saw him make a touchdown grab in double coverage with a nice throw from Zyron Upshaw here in that front corner of that end zone, going, elevating, climbing the ladder over both defenders to make the catch. But he also has terrific route running. We saw on that post route, runs a perfect textbook post route in between two defenders. And how about Zyron Upshaw dropping it in the basket for that touchdown to put him in stride going to the end zone?
I tell you what, no doubt about it. Just an outstanding pass pattern. He has two to three steps on the defender. And as you said, Zyron did what he needed to do. He just hit him in full stride right on the numbers. Easy touchdown for Chris Guidry.
And with that, like we mentioned, two touchdowns on the day for Chris Guidry. One, a long bomb on a post route, and the other, just a nice fade route into that front court of the end zone, put perfectly by Zyron Upshaw. He elevates and brings it in. So on those two touchdowns, he's got five catches. Now, five catches, not a tremendous amount of catches, but 139 yards. How's that for a stat line for Chris Guidry on eight targets, five catches, 139 yards, and two touchdowns? And his running mate, of course, that number two receiver for the Brenham Cubs, Cartel Brown's got three catches for 58 yards. And how about the big man, Hagan Frank, got one catch, but he took it all the way 69 yards into the end zone.
I tell you what, I'm going to give credit to Hagan Frank, because I'm going to tell you what, he ran a great pattern, and, you know, they must have thought, well, they're not going to throw to him, but I'm going to tell you what, he has 20 to 30 yards on the defender and then just barrels it all the way into the end zone. just a great play, and I love to see things such as that.
I'll tell you what, even if there was a defender in front of him, I don't know if they would have wanted to get in his way the way he was moving. A man that size should not be moving that fast.
I tell you what, there's no way. I mean, that would be like, he would be like a steamroller going over a midget is what it would be. Jesus. What a play.
All righty. And then on that, so the total yards for the Brenham Cubs in the first half, up over 400 yards in the first half, 405 yards, total yards. And the Brenham Cubs have absolutely imposed their will here in the first half over the Waco Lions out here in Waco ISD Stadium. And not much more to say except Brenham Cubs, keep doing what you're doing because it's working.
Well, and, this is what Coach Young's wanted to do. He wanted to get his offense to go out and make an impression early, and they made it early, and they just kept their foot on the pedal. And that's what you need to do. And, hopefully now he'll be able to get some of those other younger players, and they can keep that momentum going in a positive direction.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. And with that being said, that is your first half highlights and, of course, your first half statistics for the Brenham Cubs, as they have been absolutely imposing their will on this Waco Lions team through one half of play. It's the Brenham Cubs up 42-0 over the Waco Lions. And we'll be right back after a short break to take a look at the Whataburger What a Play of the first half.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskant Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, called to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
All righty, back for the KWHI Sports Halftime Show with the Brenham Cubs traveling all the way to Waco ISD Stadium to take on the Waco Lions. And it's time now for the Whataburger What a Play of the first half. And Tommy, I think this is a pretty easy decision when you have a big man like your H-back tight end rolling free into the end zone on a pass thrown by your running back. It's got to be the play of the game, the play of the first half, and that's what we have right now. It's Hagan Frank on a 69-yard catch and run with a pass thrown by C.J. Glover into the end zone.
I tell you what, and what it did, it totally fooled the Waco Lions. They felt it may have been a screen pass to C.J. Glover out in that right flat, and it was a design pass play all the way. C.J. looks down the field, and there's Hayden Frank, not anybody within 20 or 30 yards of him, and all he does is hit him right on the numbers,
and he just
rolls into the end zone.
And like we just mentioned, I don't think there was anybody that would have wanted to get in his way going into the end zone on that play. What a touchdown. The big man going 69 yards into the end zone on a catch and run on a pass thrown by his running back, C.J. Glover. Well, originally, like Tommy said, looked like a wide receiver screen to the running back outside. Wow, what a play there. That is your Whataburger What a Play of the first half, brought to you by Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950 with online ordering available. Visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 36 South, open 24/7. And Tommy, we've got a couple hour drive home. Maybe we can catch a Whataburger on the way.
I tell you what, we've got a lot to talk about on the way home. Such an exciting half. And when you see a first half like we've seen this evening, I can assure you this. Coach Youngs will not allow his team to let up in the second half. I know he's not going to try to run up 100 points, but I know he wants them to to keep the momentum going in a positive direction. So, but, you know, outstanding first half here by the Brenham Cubs. I mean, we'll take that all day long, 42-0 at a half.
I couldn't agree more. And as long as they keep the pressure on, if my math serves me right, let's see if my schooling comes through here. 42-0 at halftime, we're on pace for 84 points. Let's see what can happen in the second half.
That's it.
But, yeah, that's the score right now, 42-0 in favor of the Brenham Cubs, as we're about halfway through the halftime show here on KWHI Sports. That was your Whataburger, what a play of the first half. And really quick, as while we're here, let's go ahead and congratulate the first touchdown winner of Nathan's Barbecue. And who was that winner again, Tommy?
Nick Hankins.
Nick,
congratulations.
Congratulations, Nick Hankins. You got yourself a free rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue. Just head down to the station and pick up your voucher to get that going and get yourself a nice lunch, dinner, or even, hey, I'll have a rack of ribs for breakfast.
There you go. And oh, by the way, Nick, you know, and we are going to give you a little bit of a hard time here. If you want to sit down with us, we'll be more than glad to help you share those ribs.
But, oh, you know, Tommy, you and I are big fans of Nathan's Barbecue. We eat there for lunch, I say, what, once or twice a week?
You know what? Ain't no fib about our ribs, and ain't no fib about anything in that restaurant. So
no,
it's all good.
They're all pretty, pretty great food over there. No matter, you can't go wrong with whatever you pick. So that's the first touchdown winner brought to you by Nathan's Barbecue. Nathan's Barbecue is a proud supporter of Brenham Sports and proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, homestyle fried chicken, and backed by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing, you make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee, proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the first touchdown, just stop by Nathan's Barbecue, grab yourself a slip, throw it in the box, and register for a chance to win. And Tommy, that does it for the first half. I mean, we got a heck of a play, and not only one. It was kind of a hard decision to pick that Whataburger, what a play of the first half. But now, you know, it's not a hard decision, is getting a look at our Scholar of the Week. So we'll be looking at that right after a quick break. The HEB Scholar of the Week brought to you by HEB, just after a word from our sports friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
Glassmart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care. 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
And back for the KWHI Sports Halftime Show, as we're about halfway through here at halftime. So halfway through halftime. And it's time to take a look at the HEB Scholar of the Week for Brenham ISD. And this week's Scholar of the Week is going to be Noemi Aguilera.
There we go.
And her favorite subject is science, and her favorite teacher is Mrs. Shaw.
A new teacher.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. Love to hear that.
Love the diversity of the picks, as the first few weeks we had the same teacher selected about 2 or 3 weeks in a row.
Oh, no doubt about it. But that lady that, and I'll think of her name here in a minute, is an outstanding teacher, and she is just a great teacher year in and year out, year after year after year.
Miss Marcos. So,
That's it.
Yeah, Miss Marcos, clearly beloved, but this week it's the favorite teacher of Noemi Aguilera is going to be Mrs. Shaw, and Noemi's favorite sport or extracurricular activity is coaching WCY soccer.
Wow.
Yeah, we got ourselves a soccer aficionado, and I bet she's excited with the World Cup coming to the USA in 2026.
There we go. That's a lot of exciting things coming up next year. We got an Olympics coming up also.
Yes, sir, and you know, definitely love to see that she is into science, and that really explains her college or university plans, as she plans to go to nursing school to become a NICU nurse, NICU nurse.
There we go. Love to hear that.
And then our advice to other students about preparing for the future is to just try your best in everything you do. No matter how big or how small, it will always pay off. Trust in God and His process. Be open to change and don't forget to make the best memories. I think that is one of the strongest quotes we've had.
That, you took the words right out of my mouth. That is the best quote I have heard this year, by far, bar none. And it's going to rate in the top five over all these many, many years. You never let up. Whatever you do, always give it your best shot. And, you know, what comes out after you've did your very best, you know what? It all works out in the end.
Yeah, and how about this one? Trust in God and His process. I love that line right there because, you know, there is a higher power in you. Sometimes you just got to make sure that you do your absolute best, but sometimes it's out of your hands.
You know what? We always have had, and we always will have, a God and a Redeemer.
Yes, sir.
No doubt about it.
So that's a big shout-out to Noemi Aguilera, to this week's HEB Scholar of the Week, brought to you, of course, by HEB. And that'll do it for the Scholar of the Week, and we'll be right back after a quick word from our sports friends.
This Halloween season, H-E-B in Brenham is the place to shop for frightful fun and festive treats. Their Halloween department is fully stocked with costumes for all ages, spooky decor, party supplies, and of course, plenty of candy to keep the trick-or-treaters happy. From pumpkins to potion-inspired snacks, H-E-B has everything you need to make your celebration unforgettable. Visit H-E-B in Brenham today and discover the Halloween department that's filled with thrills, chills, and savings. Because no store does Halloween like H-E-B.
Brenham Ironworks, for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life, for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
All righty, and back for the KWHI Sports Halftime Show with the Brenham Cubs out here at Waco ISD Stadium as they face the Waco Lions, and the Brenham Cubs up big, 42-0 over the Lions. And that does it for our halftime show. Next up will be the kickoff of the second half. A special congratulations to Nick Hankins, who got himself a free rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue, as they always say, ain't no fib about their rib. And, of course, a big shout-out to our HEB Scholar of the Week, Noemi Aguilera, who was selected by HEB. And what a honor that is to be on the call for the Scholar of the Week. And of course, Nick Hankins getting himself a free rack of ribs. I mean, who can complain about that? And as we mentioned earlier, the Brenham Cubs up 42-0 over the Waco Lions as they come out to the second half looking to keep the pressure on and looking to keep the shutout going, as they have not allowed any points to the Waco Lions so far. And today's HEB Student Scholar of the Week was Noemi Aguilera. Congratulations to Noemi. This award is based on academic excellence, and she will receive a certificate from HEB. And that does it for the KWHI Sports Halftime Show. After a quick break from our sports friends, we'll be right back with the second half kickoff.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barndominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority.
216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania Insurance Agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Yum Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
This Halloween season, H-E-B in Brenham is the place to shop for frightful fun and festive treats. Their Halloween department is fully stocked with costumes for all ages, spooky decor, party supplies, and of course, plenty of candy to keep the trick-or-treaters happy. From pumpkins to potion-inspired snacks, H-E-B has everything you need to make your celebration unforgettable. Visit H-E-B in Brenham today and discover the Halloween department that's filled with thrills, chills, and savings. Because no store does Halloween like H-E-B.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown, too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy, for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, support the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh-cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strand Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in
specializing
the
in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linky Welding. Visit KorthandLinkyWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
HaulRight Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs. In business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit EasyWellShed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
All righty, and it's time for the second half of the Brenham Cubs against the Waco Lions out here at Waco ISD Stadium. Thank you for joining us for the KWHI Sports Halftime Show. But now it's time for the second half kickoff, and it's the Brenham Cubs right now leading 42-0 over the Waco Lions, with the Cubs absolutely asserting their dominance over this Lions team. You know, I don't believe in nature it's many times that the Cub dominates the Lion, but out here in Waco today, Tommy, it's definitely been the case.
No doubt about it. Just, again, we're going to say it one more time, and we hope that the Cubs pick it up here in the second half where they left off. Just an outstanding first half, and we're going to see what's going to happen here. We got some new guys in the back there getting ready to receive this kickoff.
And to be specific out there, that's going to be Cartel Brown back there, Quincy Adams.
And is that Ledrick?
And it looks like Ledrick Walker Jr. So, no, same kickoff returners that we saw from the first half. Of course, we didn't see many kickoffs other than that first half.
And I hope we don't see any the rest of the game.
This is the first kickoff we've seen from the Waco Lions because it's all been all Brenham Cubs so far. Ledrick Walker Jr. will take it on the right side.
Oh, great
move.
Bring
it past the 20, past the 30. Tightrope in the sideline, past the 40. Oh, but they're going to say he stepped out of bounds at the 31-yard line. But Ledrick Walker Jr., how about the feet on him, making some nice moves, makes a couple defenders miss, and then breaks it down that sideline. But they're going to say he stepped out at the 31-yard line, Tommy. Hard to see from up here, but I'll go with the – I'll take the referee.
Well, we got to go with what the men and what the stripes say. I thought he did an excellent job tight roping it down that sideline, but that's all right. We'll see what's going to happen.
Well, you know, in this beautiful stadium, we are about 100 feet in the air. So here we go to the first play of the second half from scrimmage for the Brenham Cubs. It'll be a handoff up the middle to C.J. Glover, who makes a beautiful cut back inside, looking to bounce it to the right, but he decides to go right back up the middle, and it looks like he'll have himself a gain of about 7.5 yards, as it looks like the referee is right between the gain of 7 and gain of 8. They're going to say gain of 8 on the play, second down and 2 coming up.
Jamie and Dukas with the initial hit there. Finally finished off with a whole host of Lions, but just an outstanding run there by C.J. Glover.
Exactly, and with that gain of 8, it's going to bring the ball up to the Brenham Cub 39-yard line. And here back in the shotgun is Zyron Upshaw. He's going to fake the handoff to C.J. Glover and throws a wide receiver screen to Cartel Brown, who's going to get himself some nice yardage, a first down and a bit more, quite a bit more there, as it looks like it was a gain of 10 on the play, bringing the ball all the way out to the 48-yard line.
Eric Taylor Jr. out there making a stop on Cartel Brown, but a nice gain. Another Cub first down, wasn't it?
Yep, sir. Pretty straightforward there. You know, Cartel Brown takes the short pass and just runs up the sideline untouched until he runs out of bounds. And we're going to get another penalty on the Brenham Cubs. So forget what I said about Cartel Brown getting the first down. It's going to be a holding call on the Brenham Cubs, and that'll back them up 10 yards. But being that it is a spot foul, it's only going to back them up 1 yard because it's from where the block, the holding call occurred. Looks like it was out in front. So now it'll be second down and 3 from the 38-yard line of the Brenham Cubs.
Penalties will be a topic of discussion at the film session.
I couldn't agree more. And here is the handoff up the middle from Zyron Upshaw to C.J. Glover, who looks like he has himself enough for a first down. Gain of 5 on the play up the middle. Hard yards earned there from C.J. Glover, and that'll bring up a Brenham Cub first down.
Again, Jamie and Duke is in on the stop there for the Lions.
Yes, and with the ball at the 43-yard line, 7 yards from midfield here for the Brenham Cubs, they'll have a first and 10. And they're going to go with a 3 wide receiver set, all 3 to the right in trips formation. Here's the shotgun snap and the handoff up the middle to C.J. Glover yet again. They'll let him get some more hard yardage right up the middle. And the Brenham Cubs trying to push their man forward, but that'll be a gain of 5 on the play as the ball comes out to the 48-yard line. Second down and 5 coming up.
Chance Ryan's in on that initial hit, and again being finished off by a whole host of Lions.
So
I'll tell you what I am seeing right now that I do like in this second half is just hard running by C.J. Glover.
Yes, sir. And here's Zyron Upshaw throwing it out outside in the flat to Cartel Brown again. They've had so much success doing so. And Cartel Brown will get himself a first down and about 8 more yards. Call it 7 more yards as he gets all the way out to the 45-yard line of the Waco Lions.
As you said, just a little dump pass out there in that right flat to Cartel Brown. And Cartel Brown leaves it up to his feet, gets another big first down and a nice gain.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, as the wide receiver 1 and wide receiver 2, you know, they're both great receivers, but two very different receivers in Chris Guidry and Cartel Brown. Cartel Brown more shifty and making things happen after the catch, where Chris Guidry uses that frame to get over defenders. But Chris Guidry can do it all, just like Cartel Brown. We've seen Cartel Brown make explosive plays down the field as well. And here's the handoff to C.J. Glover up the middle, and he's going to get himself some more hard yards being spun by a Waco Lion defender. But he makes that defender miss as it breaks the tackle and gets forward for another few yards. Looks like a gain of 7. On the play, a hard first down run there from C.J. Glover. Second down and 3 coming up. And looks like Coach Youngs is going to get to what he talked about with us before the game, establishing that run up 42-0, just pounding the rock inside.
No doubt about it. And when you get a nice gain like you did on first down, nothing better than that than just keep running the football and run that clock.
And with that last run, that actually put C.J. Glover over 100 yards on the day. But this one, a loss of 2, will put the ball back at the 40-yard line and create a third down and 5. So third down and medium coming up for the Brenham Cubs.
Tell you what, Jalen Goo there finally on that stop on C.J. Glover.
And Goode, a player that made a bunch of impact plays to start the game, and we haven't called his number in a few plays here, so he's getting back in on the action. And it makes sense being a middle linebacker considering how hard the Brenham Cubs are running this ball just straight up the middle. And don't expect them to change that game plan here anytime soon, Tommy. Third down.
And here you are, you know, we've already burned off almost 6 minutes on that clock.
So third down to 40, they're going to throw for it. He has a receiver, a nice little hitch route there from Nate Rao as he corrals it and gets himself the first down and about 5 extra yards. A nice gain of 10 yards on the catch for Nate Rao.
I tell you what, just nice pattern run there by Nate Rao. Wide open, Zyron hits him on the numbers, gets the first down, as you said, and finally brought down by Chance Ryan's again.
How about Nate Rao on that route run? Knew where the sticks are, sits it down in the open area of the field, gets the pass, and then creates a little bit more after that. Here comes the shotgun snap to Zyron Upshaw. He will hand it off up the middle to Glover, who tries to bounce it outside, but before he's met by a host of Waco Lions, it'll be a gain of 2 yards on first down. Second down and 8 with the ball at the 28 of the Waco Lions.
Coming up from that bottom of that stack there is Amir Medlock for the Lions.
And I'll tell you, now is a good chance for us to take a look at some of the younger players on this Brenham Cub team, because they have not only a bunch of outstanding juniors, but how about a couple of outstanding sophomores on this team? And Nate Rao on that beautiful catch and run there, just beautifully run route. And then, of course, C.J. Glover, who's come into his own here this year.
I tell you what, it's going to be fun to watch Nate Rao for a couple of more years also.
And speaking of C.J. Glover, he gets the handoff again, only a gain of one, but he had Goode on, holding him by the shoelaces there. Goode holding on for dear life, trying not to let C.J. Glover bounce off another big one.
I tell you what, just another nice play there by Jalen Goode for the Lions, holding C.J. Glover for a yard gain.
So now that'll create a third down and seven, third and medium to long here for the Brenham Cubs, as they'll look to keep this drive alive inside of Waco Lions territory at the 27-yard line. Siren Upshaw will line up in the shotgun with three wide receivers sent. He's going to send Hagan Frank in motion, looking towards Hagan Frank. And no, Hagan Frank's out there to block. He's going to block for Nate Rao. Gets himself a nice run there. Gets the first down and about three more. And just as we said his name, Tommy, Nate Rao on a beautiful wide receiver screen and beautiful blocking out there by the big man Hagan Frank, clearing the way for Nate Rao to get that Brenham Cubs first down.
I tell you what, just a nice pattern run there by Nate Rao out in that left flat. And as you said, he waited to let Hagan Frank get out in front of him. Great block there by Hagan Frank. Another first down for the Brenham Cubs.
Yeah, all these big plays are created by great blocking, and the Cubs have done so tonight to perfection. So here's the next one. Zyron Upshaw is going to fake the handoff, throws up the middle to Cartel Brown. He's dragging defenders, drags them all the way down to the two before reinforcements arrive on the slant route and are able to stop him from getting into the end zone. For a second there, it looked like Cartel Brown was going to take a five-yard slant and drag three defenders into the end zone, but the Waco Lions, they rallied up and made the tackle there to stop him from, you know, honestly, dragging their teammates into the end zone. Cartel Brown, a hard runner when he gets that ball in his hands.
I tell you what, it was just great feet movement there by Cartel Brown, but nice stop there by Keith Johnson, preventing him from...
Oh, and how about this? A handoff to Andre Mojica, who gets the handoff in the backfield. He was tackled at the one. Almost another big man touchdown for the Brenham Cubs. Andre Mojica, of course, a guard on this Brenham Cub team, and he pulled back like he was going to make a pulling guard block, and he gets the handoff and almost punches it into the end zone, gets them another yard, and that ball now second and goal on the 1 yard line.
If Mojica gets into the end zone, there's no doubt he's going to spike it.
So in the next play, here comes C.J. Glover with a handoff up the middle, and this one will be for a loss of about two on the play, so third down and goal from the three. And it looks like the Waco Lions are starting to stiffen up here on the goal line as the Brenham Cubs have been running it up the middle all drive long. As we're now down to 2 minutes in the third quarter, this drive has gone on for 10 minutes, Tommy.
As we've got down to the 3 yard line, that Waco defense would bend, but they haven't broken yet.
Let's see if they can make him break here. Zyron Upshaw's going to take the shotgun. He's going to keep it himself, and he's going to run into the end zone untouched. How about the blocking there? Andre Mojica put a Waco Lion on his rear, but a flag comes in. Let's see what it's for. And with the Brenham Cub offense staying on the field, looks like it may be on the Brenham Cubs.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Yep, it's going to be a holding call, but Tommy, how about Andre Mojica? He had his defender about 5 yards into the end zone and put him on his rear for a beautiful pancake.
I'll tell you what, that's just credit there to that offensive line there for the Brenham Cubs, just moving those defenders back and leaving that hole there for Zyron Upshaw.
And I tell you what, I may be wrong, but I think that was Andre Mojica maybe getting some of that frustration out from not scoring that touchdown.
That is it.
They kept the big man out of the end zone, and you know he made the defenders feel it on that one, on that block. But here we go, third down and goal all the way from the 13-yard line for the Brenham Cubs. Zyron Upshaw back to pass. You got to think he's looking for Chris Guidry. Chris Guidry's in the end zone. Zyron Upshaw's going to try to take off with it, and he will run out of bounds inside of the 10-yard line, down inside to the 7-yard line. So it looks like a gain of 6 on the play, and with fourth down and goal, they're going to go ahead and just take the points and roll out the special teams for a field goal try. And the Brenham Cubs got the kickoff to start off the second half, and the clock is ticking at 50 seconds, and they've been the only ones to touch the ball. A 12-minute drive almost here for the Brenham Cubs.
That's exactly what you want to do in a ball game such as this. Now we're waiting on Blue Sinega.
And the kick is good. So now that'll extend the lead for the Brenham Cubs 45 to nothing with 35 seconds left in the third quarter. The Brenham Cubs come up with an 11-minute, 25-second drive to kick off the second half. And that's a great – talk about taking time off the clock. That was a beauty of a drive there from the Brenham Cubs, picking up multiple third downs, running the ball hard from C.J. Glover. And when they started to get bottled up in the inside, they were throwing it outside to Cartel Brown and Nate Rao on short hitch routes and wide receiver screens that worked to perfection. And how about the big man Hagan Frank getting in on some blocks there?
I tell you what, just there were some outstanding plays there. And just put go back to that one, that pass reception by Nate Rao in that left leg, and Hagan Frank out there leading the blocking and getting that extra yards to keep the drive going.
So now back to receive for the Waco Lions on the ensuing kickoff will be the same ones, number one, Eric Taylor Jr., and number four is Zadrian Johnson. As the Brenham Cubs have dominated so far, they just did so on offense with about as long a drive as you can have, and now they'll kick off and try look for their defense to dominate now.
And here, look at what Blue Sinega does here. He flies it into the end zone.
Yeah, just barely gets it into the end zone there, but I think that's about the fifth time he's done so tonight.
I'm telling you, just the outstanding job here by Blue Sinega this evening.
And I'll tell you what, the body language for the Waco Lions, not the most positive right now, as they've, for lack of a better word, taken a beating tonight from the Brenham Cubs.
You know why Blue did that? Coach Young hurt his feelings when he went for two. Of course, the Cubs made the 2 points, but now Blue Sinega is saying, I'm going to show you what I can do.
Talk about feelings hurt. How about Zelenka? Hasn't had any action here today. Course, a good thing, but I'm sure he would have loved to get out there. Here's the handoff up the middle for the Waco Lions. No gain on the play as in on the tackle. It looks like Caleb Espinoza was in the area, but it looks like it was Joe Rodriguez
making down on the bottom of that snap,
making his way into the backfield to make that tackle, and joined by Doyle Brown, of course, who's been in the backfield all night long.
Tell you what, Jordan Alvarez now back in at quarterback for the Lions.
And he's had a bit of a rough one tonight, throwing 2 interceptions.
Looks like they're going to let the clock run out.
Yeah, we'll make our way into the third quarter as we switch sides on the field. We'll switch gears up here as well and take a quick timeout as we'll head as we'll get 60 seconds from our sports friends.
Robert's Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up, Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
All righty, as we switch sides on the field, the first play of the fourth quarter for the Waco Lions is a pitch to Whitaker Jr., and he's switching fields, running backwards. And it's going to be a big loss here as the Brenham Cubs looks like all all the players on the defense except for two were in on the tackle. So we're just going to go ahead and tell you who wasn't in on the tackle. It was Doyle Brown, who was being double-teamed, and Leedrick Walker Jr. covering his receiver. And other than that, all of the nine other Brenham Cubs were surrounding the ball carrier there, Whitaker Jr., who tried to go to the right, then had to switch fields to the left. And by the time he realized it, he lost 9 yards on the play.
I tell you what, and just great pursuit by that Cub defense, and finally brought down by Christian Prosper.
So here's Alvarez trying to throw for it, and beautiful coverage there. How about Jace Miller, the defensive end, in coverage, out wide, able to force the incompletion, and just in case he did catch it, makes the tackle either way on Levitamarion Marshall.
And I'm going to tell you what. Jace Miller was with that guy man for man.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about a defensive lineman, guys.
You got to love when the big guys
and
get
he
on
was, he was excited, too. And he has every reason in the world to be excited.
Well, I'll tell you what. These are some athletic defensive linemen for the Brenham Cubs. So here comes the punt from the Waco Lions as they go three and out. And this one will make its way out to about the 50 and take a Waco Lions bounce all the way to the 41 of the Brenham Cubs. And that's where they'll pick things up and get the offense back out there with 10:23 to go in the ball game here in the fourth quarter.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
For your water well protection or container needs, visit Texas Flat Pack Containers, 2155 FM50.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness. Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
So here we go with the Brenham Cubs as they get Hudson Hartstack in. And the first snap to Hudson is going to be a low one there. And unfortunately for Hudson Hartstack, it'll be a loss of 7. And not much of a blame on his end, as that snap was off his shoelaces.
No doubt about it. Glad you brought that up, because no fault of Hudson Hartstack. Did a great job of going back to get the ball. Yes, there is, what is that, 6 yard, 7 yard loss on the play.
Second down and 17.
The Cubs retain possession.
From their own 39. Here's a handoff in the backfield to Tristan Shugart, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, but not much more there. It'll be now third down and 17 for the Brenham Cubs. We start to see some of the younger players come out now. Outside on wide receiver will be Markell Lewis in. Trey Taylor comes in the backfield. Tristan Shugart out there now. Nate Rao, the sophomore, will stay out to the right. Hudson Hartstack, backup quarterback, will come in. And Jackson Wendt, the backup H-back, will also be in there.
Let's see what the Cubs are going to call here.
So Hudson Hartstack will receive
it. He will run the ball.
Hand it off to Trey Taylor, dragging defenders past the 45. Are they going to push him all the way for a first down? Yes, they will. On third down and 17, a run for 17 yards. And I'll tell you what, Trey Taylor looked like he was bottled up after about only 10 yards, and his lineman dragged him, pushed him for another 7 yards for the first down.
I tell you what, give credit to Brock Banker doing that shoving and pushing.
You gotta love that. I mean, no quit in this Brenham Cub football team.
I tell you what, I love it. I love it. You know, the guys get out there on the field, and I'm gonna tell you what, they're not letting up one bit.
And hey, what does every running back coach say when you get contact? Keep those legs a churning. And that's exactly what Trey Taylor did. Here's a snap to Hudson Hartsack. He's going to fake the handoff. He's going to take off up the middle with plenty of space. Gets into the 45 of the Waco Lions. He's got himself a first down and about 7 more down to the 32 of the Lions territory.
I tell you what, you give credit there to Hudson Hartsack. Just a great, great fake. And he saw that hole. Nice gain. Another big Cub first down.
That was
keep that clock rolling.
That was a read option to the junior, and he read it to perfection and took off up the middle for that big gain. So here comes Hudson Hartsack again in shotgun with Trey Taylor in the backfield. Hudson Hartsack looking to the left, going to pass it to Markell Lewis. Markell Lewis makes a great play as Hudson Hartsack led him up the field with a nice pass, and Markell Lewis makes the grab and gets another Brenham Cub first down.
I tell you what, just a great, great pass, great catch there by Markell Lewis. Hit him right in the hands. Another Cub first down. Keep the clock moving.
And now in the red zone of the Lions at the 20-yard line is where that catch and run got to. And Markell Lewis trying to get himself some experience, and he just made a tremendous grab as that ball was out in front of him, and he used every bit of that big frame of his to get his hands on it. Here comes Hudson Hartsack in shotgun. He's going to fake the handoff to Trey Taylor and finds Markell Lewis again on a beautifully run slant route for another Brenham Cub first down right at the marker. That's a 10-yard slant to Markell Lewis. Beautiful placement from Hudson Hartsack there. Led his receiver perfectly to where he was in stride, but the defender was there to make the tackle. But nonetheless, another Brenham Cub first down, first and goal at the 10-yard line.
I tell you what, it was another good fake to Trey Taylor. And led his receiver perfectly. Nice first down.
This time, no fake to Trey Taylor. They'll hand it off up the middle, and he'll be tackled for a big loss on this one. They dragged him all the way back about 7 yards, but they're going to say forward momentum was stopped after 3-yard loss. So second down and goal from the 13 coming up.
I'll tell you what, that initial hit there made by Chance Rhines again for the Lions.
Yeah, the Lions aren't going to give up. They want to stop the onslaught of points from coming in. Now 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter and in the ball game. And here comes Hudson Hartsack back in shotgun. Trey Taylor in the backfield. Tristan Shugart, Nate Rao, and Markell Lewis at wide receiver. Here's the snap, and he's going to hand it off to Trey Taylor off the right side.
Nice
Trey Taylor
move.
Makes one defender miss, but he's dragged down right about the 10-yard line back to the original line of scrimmage. He gains 3 on the play, and that brings up third and goal.
I tell you what, just a nice move there again by Trey Taylor. Gets down, where is that? Where are we on? Dead on the 10-yard line.
Yep, right on the 10-yard line, back to the original line of scrimmage. And now we're going to see if Hudson Hartsack, you know, on the last couple times he's needed to play, he's gone to Markell Lewis. Let's see if he can get it to Markell Lewis again, who's lined up all the way to the left of the wide. And they're going to instead hand it off to Trey Taylor off that right side. Trey Taylor looking for room off that right side, but not much there as the Waco Lions saw the run coming. It's going to be a gain of 3 yards on the play with Trey Taylor getting it down to the 7-yard line, fourth and goal from there, and they'll roll out the field goal team yet again with a running clock here, 4 minutes and 10 seconds and counting left in the ball game. And Waco ISD Stadium going ahead and putting on a running clock, I think, since the third quarter, has allowed the Brenham Cubs to just bleed this game out. In the whole second half, the Waco Lions have only had the ball once.
Yes, and just a great job by that Cub offensive line.
And the field goal is good from Blue Sinega. And that one only about a 21-yard field goal, but that one looked like it would have been good from about 41. And with that, we'll get to the ensuing kickoff just after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
So as the Brenham Cubs hit the field goal with 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, it's the Brenham Cubs up 48-0 over the Waco Lions. And they're now going to kick off to Waco with a running clock here as it's at 2:45 and ticking as Waco is trying to get out of this ballgame healthy. And an onside kick here, kind of a little pooch kick here from Blue Sinega, corralled by the Waco Lions. That's number 88, Jacoby Jones, who will fall on it there, and that's where the Waco Lions will start their last offensive drive, as that will be on the 37-yard line. Of course, unless the Brenham Cubs are able to do something here like a quick turnover and score, but you got to think the Waco Lions are just trying to get off the field with a couple quick running plays. 2 minutes and going, and they're going to let this get down all the way to the 2 minute warning. 4, 3, 2, 1, and that's the 2 minute warning. We'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
And right back to Waco ISD Stadium with a 2 minute warning, and we're going to get started here with only 2 minutes left to go in the game. The Brenham Cubs are leading 48-0. The ball is on the Waco 37-yard line with the Waco Lions in possession. And out comes Alvarez, and looks like the Waco Lions are trying to try to make something happen here, try to get some more positive plays on the green, but they're going to go ahead and just hand it off. Oh, no, they fake the handoff, and it's to number 4 is Adrian Johnson. He sees it go through his hands.
I tell you what he saw. He saw Ethan Oschenbeck coming at him at a dead run, just shredding.
Yeah, and you know.
And he said, I want no part of this.
And Zadrian Johnson's had himself a rough night. He did have a nice kick return, but other than that, he was the one that had the ball go through his hands for that Rylan Lewis interception earlier. And here's a handoff from the Waco Lions down the middle, and that will be no gain on the play. And it'll be a third down and 10 coming up, and looks
Owen Robinson coming up from the bottom of that stack there.
And just as we suspected, the Waco Lions just trying to run the ball out here. 1:10 left on the clock here in this ball game.
You know, barring a major miracle here, the Cubs should get that long-awaited shutout.
They have been waiting for that shutout. We talked about it before the game. There's one thing missing on their resume was a big blowout with a shutout. They've had blowouts, but every blowout has come with the other team scoring at least a field goal. I believe it's been 7 and 8 points.
I tell you what, another nice stop there by Owen Robinson for the Brenham Cubs.
And that's going to bring up 4th and 10 with 38-37 counting on the clock. And what a performance here from the Brenham Cubs, who have dominated this game through all throughout the ball game. And what a way to start your district play, getting a 48-0 victory on the road, nonetheless, against the Waco Lions.
The Cubs wanted to make a statement, and they are making a statement.
And speaking of district play, you know, it's been a couple of games in so far already, and it's been a couple of blowouts. It was last night. It was the Brian Rutter coming up here to take on Waco University, and Waco University got the win there 63-3. And today, as the clocks hit triple zeros, it's the Brenham Cubs defeating the Waco Lions 48-0 in their first district game of the year, and a big blowout with a shutout as they'll line up and shake hands. The game is over. The Brenham Cubs start off 1-0 in district play, improved to 6-0 with a 48-0 victory over the Waco Lions, and we'll be right back after a word from our sports friends for the KWHI Sports post-game show.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
And that does it for the ball game. It's the Brenham Cubs winning 48-0 as they improve to 6-0 on the year and open up district play with a 1-0 record over the Waco Lions, 48-0. as they will now get ready for the rest of their games on the year, trying to keep that momentum going, staying undefeated, as they will now head over to Brian Rutter next week. Of course, Brian Rutter defeated by Waco University here last night, 63-3. So the Brenham Cubs look to be continuing their momentum as long as they can play as expected next week. But this week, they did. They came in and they got the job done. Tommy, we talked about before the game needing a blowout and a shutout in this game to really make a statement, and they did just that. That's the ball game. The Brenham Cubs 48 to the Waco Lions nothing. A huge victory for the Brenham Cubs. And tonight's broadcast of the Brenham Cub football game was made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll be right back with the postgame show after 90 seconds from the Brenham Sports Friends.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West, and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center. 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stagett Tielemann Plumbing. Your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
John Jeter with State Farm Insurance, Wingstop in Burnham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Carter's Construction Company, Busey Water Well Service, Redboard Cabin and Table, J&L Garage Door Service, Tennessee State Bank, Landlord of the Texas, Love Lilies Beef Market, Hyundai of Burnham, Woodson Lumber Company, Telgear Toyota, Wilmot Insurance Company, Consumer Tile, Bank of Burnham, Subway in Burnham, Gilmore Electric, Christy Schultman with Farmers Insurance Agency, ATB in Burnham, Beyond Materials, Memorial Oak Chapel, Whataburger in Burnham, Savatos of Work Board, Willow Chevrolet, Unit GMT, Burnham National Bank, Sandro Armor Care, WC Tractor, and Blaine College. We'll now go back to Javi and Tommy.
And that does it for the game. That is the Brenham Cubs winning 48-0 over the Waco Lions in a dominant performance, about as dominant as you can get. The Brenham Cubs not only get the shutout, but an offensive performance that was lights out from beginning to end. In that second half, you know, Tommy, we were 42-0 at the halftime, but you got to think the Brenham Cubs just showing a little bit of mercy here to the Waco Lions and, you know, getting two field goals in, running clock, and just running out the clock with plenty of running plays there and short passes to keep that clock running and get out of this ballgame healthy and ready for their next game as they improved to 6-0 on the season. And, of course, we mentioned this is their first district game of the year, and they come out with a victory starting 1-0 in district play.
I tell you what, one of the key points that I want to bring up here, and you know, we haven't talked about it just a great deal, but when you see the offensive performance that we had this evening, and especially coming out in that second half, somewhere along this line, we're going to have to give credit to that Cub offensive line because they were just blowing people out. And when it was a design pass play, it was just great blocking, giving Zyron Upshaw, whether it be C.J. Glover or whoever throwing the pass, gave them plenty of time to throw the football. But, you know, just outstanding performance here by that Cub football team this evening.
And I'll tell you what, you think the coaches didn't want to give them some credit handing the ball off to Andre Mojica on the goal line? They wanted to get that big man in the end zone.
Hey, I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. That offensive line, they don't get as much credit as they truly deserve.
And, of course, an extension of the offensive line in this type of offense is always that H-back tight end position. And a big shout-out not only to Hagan Frank, who had himself a heck of a ball game. He had that 69-yard catch, but I think his real impact throughout the year and in this game has been the way that he lead blocks for his running backs and his wide receivers. I mean, what a physical player and a tremendous blocker. And also Jackson Wendt, the backup tight end who comes in a lot in those heavy set formations and really, really pushes the line of scrimmage as well. What a job by this entire team. But, you know, the offensive line and tight ends, they never get enough credit. So we always love to give them a little love up here.
Oh, man, you got to give those guys, the big guys. And John Madden always said that. What did he call them? He had a special name for those guys, for those big offensive linemen.
I'll give you another one. How about the guys in front of John Riggins? The Hogs.
The Hogs. There you go. I like that one.
That was a little bit of a throwback there.
You can't forget about John Riggins, man.
How could I? He beat my Miami Dolphins in the Super Bowl.
Wow, man.
Before I was born, but yeah.
What a guy.
But yeah, no, the definitely a tremendous performance from this offensive line and this team in general, offense, defense, just making it happen, causing turnovers, stopping the run, tackles for a loss. Everything that you can imagine. I think the only thing they didn't have was a sack, but that's because the quarterbacks were just getting rid of the ball so quickly because they were in the backfield all night long. So that's what does it for the ball game. It's 48-0. This is the KWHI's postgame show, and the Brenham Cubs with a huge victory, and we'll take a look at exactly how they got that victory. We'll talk about it a little bit more after a word from our sponsors.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Right now, try one of Wingstop's ultimate meal deals. Sauced and tossed in up to 4 bold flavors, starting at just $17.99. That's a flavor-packed deal made to share. Or not. We don't judge. Whether you're all about lemon pepper, original hot, or that sweet heat mango habanero, this one's for the flavor lovers. Wingstop. Bring the flavor. Terms apply. See Wingstop.com for details.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere, but does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Zendera Arbor Care is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs football team and coaches this season. Just like the Cubs bring strength and strategy to the field, Sendero brings expert tree care to your home or business. From trimming to full tree health care services, they're your all-star team for residential and commercial properties. Call 979-836-4517 today. The playbook built on quality, integrity, and community, Sendero Arbor Care keeps your trees and your property standing strong all season long.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Burnham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Burnham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Burnham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham proudly supports the Burnham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
And the KWHI postgame show continues, and the Brenham Cubs with a huge victory over the Waco Lions in their first district game of the year with a big shutout victory, 48-0, dominating on both sides of the ball. And, Tommy, we talked about it earlier. The blocking was amazing, but I want to get to the trenches on the other side because the defensive line was just pushing that offensive line back all day, getting off the edge immediately. It almost seemed like they knew the snap better than the Waco Lions did, the way that they were getting off the ball and getting to the backfield. And I'll tell you what, I don't think that getting your first shutout of the year doesn't have anything to do with getting your leader, Caleb Espinoza, back after he missed a game, and he comes back into the heart of that defense, and they get their first shutout win. I want to say that he is a heart of this defense and definitely contributed heavily to getting that shutout here today. I'd love to see how many tackles he has because he was all over the field. It seemed like every time that there was a play being made, he was there to clean it up.
Well, it was just some kind of action by that entire defensive unit. You had great coverage by your defensive backs. You had great pursuit by all your linebackers and that big defensive front. They were just putting pressure on those offensive linemen. And again, you brought up a point. No, we did not get a sack. But I guarantee you that defense was pressuring their offense all night long.
All night long. That's why you can't always just look at the box score to see how a game went. Sometimes that box score does lie, and you have to watch the game or listen to the game over here on KWHI Sports. We thank everybody for tuning in and keeping the theme going on the defense there. How about, you mentioned it, the coverage by these defensive backs, two interceptions on the night. Traylon Kelly with a super impressive interception, turning into the receiver in bracket coverage, getting that over top coverage, saw the ball was a little overthrown, turns into the receiver and makes a beautiful overhead catch. Great ball skills, great coverage, and then of course Rylan Lewis capitalizing on a ball that went through the hands of Zadrian Johnson of the Waco Lions, able to pick that up for the interception early in the ball game, and just all night just giving nowhere to go to the quarterback Jordan Alvarez of the Waco Lions. This Brenham Cubs, not only did they not have time to throw it, when they did throw it, nobody was open.
That's it. Just an outstanding team performance this evening by the Brenham Cubs.
Well, it has to be a team performance if you're going to get a shutout and win 48-0, and that's what the Brenham Cubs did tonight. Dominant performance all the way through. I cannot say that word enough when it comes to this performance. Just dominated it. And yes, you mentioned it earlier, they weren't exactly running the ball as much as they were throwing it in that first half. Definitely still over 100 yards in that first half. But then in that second half, just ran the air out of the ball up the middle with T.J. Glover and then Trey Taylor. And they did it to tremendous success, in part due to that offensive line who has been tremendous all year long with plenty of all-district players returning, leaders on there like Papo Nahara, Dawson Moran, Andre Mojica, and everyone really there. Carlisle, I mean, they all just performed tremendously, keeping their quarterback safe and plowing the way for their running backs in the backfield.
Great job.
Well, and now with that, that was the kind of a rundown of how the game went here today with the Brenham Cubs coming out with a 48-0 victory, improving to 6-0 on the year, staying undefeated as the sixth-ranked team, according to Dave Campbell's Texas football, number 6 in all of 5A Division II. And we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors to take a look at the highlights and how this game went.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With 3 locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future. Hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether it's sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2025 season.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When's the last time you checked your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors? These small devices are lifesavers, but did you know they have a lifespan? They require regular battery checks and should be completely replaced every 8 to 10 years. At Gilmore Electric Express, we can test, replace, or install detectors in code-compliant locations to make sure your home is protected. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
Put your college degree on the fast track with Blinn College's Winter Mini-Mester beginning December 15th. With convenient online classes, you can earn full course credit in just 3 weeks, then keep your momentum going when the spring semester starts on January 12th. With small classes, caring professors, and affordable tuition, Blinn is here to help you succeed. Seats fill quickly, so register today at blinn.edu.
Back to Waco ISD Stadium for the KWHI postgame show as the Brenham Cubs just defeated the Waco Lions 48-0 to improve 6-0 on the season. And we're going to take a look at exactly how they got those 48 points by taking a look at the game highlights. The first touchdown of the game came on a C.J. Glover 7-yard touchdown run, punching it into the end zone. Snap to Zyron Upshaw. He'll hand up the middle. C.J. Glover bounces off of a tackle and heads into the end zone for the Brenham Cubs touchdown. Then after that, we got the Whataburger, what a play of the first half. It was a 69-yard touchdown pass, not from the quarterback, but from C.J. Glover, the running back, to the big man, the H-back, Hagan Frank, all the way down the field on a catch and run for 69 yards. They're going to throw a wide receiver screen. Trick play. Hagan Frank wide open.
Oh, my God.
Pass completed by C.J. Glover, and he'll have himself a touchdown pass. And, of course, that was C.J. Glover's second touchdown pass on the year after his week one touchdown throw to Hagan Frank in the end zone. And from there, Rylan Lewis came up with an interception for the Brenham Cubs. The Waco Lions trying to punch it in here. Zyron will take it up the middle on a QB keeper, and he's trying to make a move. Makes a beautiful jump cut to his left, makes a defender miss, and walks into the end zone untouched. What a touchdown there for Zyron Upshaw after the big throw to Chris Guidry. So as you heard there, after the Ryan Lewis interception, it led to a 5-yard touchdown run from Zyron Upshaw, who punched it into the end zone. From there, it was a touchdown pass to from Zyron Upshaw to Chris Guidry in that front corner of the end zone on a beautiful elevation of a catch from Chris Guidry. Chris Guidry in double coverage, elevates, brings it down in the front corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Brenham Cubs! And after the acrobatic catch from Chris Guidry in the end zone, it was a 28-yard touchdown run from C.J. Glover that got into the end zone to make it 35-0 in favor of the Brenham Cubs. To the outside, makes two defenders miss, another one, and dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Brenham Cubs! And after C.J. Glover, dragged the defender into the end zone, it was then a 42-yard touchdown pass from Zyron Upshaw to on a beautifully run route on a post route from Chris Guidry that got into the end zone for the 42-yard touchdown that made it 42-0 in favor of the Brenham Cubs. Zyron Upshaw looking down the field for Chris Guidry. He has a step on his receiver, on his defender, gets it, and he's going to walk into the end zone. What a route! Then from there, in the second half, it was all Brenham Cubs with a running clock, only managed to get two extra field goals, making it 48-0, the final score, Brenham Cubs over the Waco Lions. Now we're going to take a look at the final stats of the game, and of course, not many more stats in that second half. It was a running clock, and the Brenham Cubs really just driving the ball, running the clock with plenty of running plays. But throwing the ball was Zyron Upshaw, who ended the night with a 14 of 21, a 67% completion percentage, for 258 yards and two touchdowns. Also throwing the ball was C.J. Glover, who had that one completion. Perfect passer rating for C.J. Glover, 69 yards and a touchdown. And, of course, Hudson Hartstack came into the game later and had two completions on two attempts, both to Markell Lewis for a total of 22 yards. And over in the air was, of course, who else but Chris Guidry, who on eight targets had five catches, 139 yards, and two touchdowns. His running mate was, of course, Cartel Brown as the number two receiver, six catches for 90 yards. Nate Rao, the sophomore wide receiver, had himself two catches for 19 yards. Markell Lewis, like I just mentioned, had two catches for 22, and Hagan Frank on that touchdown pass from C.J. Glover went 69 yards on his only catch for a touchdown. Then over on the ground, it was 190 total yards for the Brenham Cubs. 107 yards came from C.J. Glover on 21 carries and two touchdowns, and Zyron Upshaw added to that with six carries for 37 yards and a touchdown. And Cartel Brown also had himself a carry of 15 yards, and late in the game, it was Trey Taylor who came in for C.J. Glover and had himself four carries for 20 yards on a 5-yard per carry average. That left the Brenham Cubs with a total yards on the day of 539 yards of offense. How about going over 500 yards of offense? Any coach will take that any day of the week, especially in your first district play of the year. So that's how the Brenham Cubs got to a 48-0 victory over the Waco Lions. And as we come back to the postgame show, we're going to take a look at the Whataburger What a Play of the Game.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers,
They offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and computer helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The Nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
La Morello's Meat Market in Brenham at 1501 South Market Street is open for all of your needs. If you can think of it, odds are they have it. Come in for fresh produce, fresh meats, paper goods, and grocery items. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday, and on weekends, freshly made menudo, barbacoa, carnitas, and carne asada. La Morello's Meat Market opens 7 days a week at 1501 South Market Street. Shop fresh today. Vamos Cubs!
And now as we come back, it's time to take a look at the Whataburger What a Play of the Game. And Tommy, I think we're going to keep it rolling as that Hagan Frank 69-yard touchdown play was not only the longest play of the game, but how about a big man TD with the big H-back rolling, rumbling all the way to the end zone on the 69-yard touchdown pass from C.J. Glover, the running back.
I tell you what, we had a number of really, really good performances, but you still have to go back to that play. Everybody thinks it's a little pass out in the right flat there to C.J. Glover, and, you know, Hayden Frank just keeps running his pattern. He is wide open, and all C.J. has to do is just throw it and lay it in his lap. He did exactly that. And really, that was a major turning point in the football game because the Cubs took the ball down the field on that first touchdown, but that one that deflated the tire pretty quick.
I couldn't agree more. So that was your Whataburger What a Play of the Game, brought to you by Whataburger, juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, French fries, and fancy ketchup, adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Whataburger in Brenham, located at 2801 36 South, perfect at all hours of the day, open 24/7. And, of course, we have to give another big shout-out talking about food. How about to Nick Hankins, our first touchdown winner, who gets himself a free rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue. So, Nick Hankins, congratulations on your free rack of ribs. Make sure to come by the station and pick up your voucher. That was brought to you by Nathan's Barbecue, who is proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and, backed by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee, proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the first touchdown, just stop by and register at Nathan's Barbecue. And with that, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors to take a look at the outstanding offensive and defensive players of the game, brought to you by John Breeden with State Farm Insurance.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They are ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com. That's WCTractor.com.
School is in full swing, and it's the perfect time to help your child move forward in their learning journey. If they're struggling with math, reading, or test prep, WC Learning Center is here to help. Their expert tutors provide personalized support to boost their confidence and grades. Don't let them fall behind. Give them the skills to succeed. Call WC Learning Center today at 979-251-0161 and set them up for a brighter future, because success starts with the right support. WC Learning Center, located at 1306 South Day Street in Brenham.
Transform your home with Chivato's Wood Floors in Brenham. Their brand new showroom at 114 East Alamo Street showcases stunning designs and jaw-dropping specials. With over 15 years of expertise, Chivato's delivers dream floors with unmatched quality and care. See your future floors today at 114 East Alamo Street in Brenham, or explore on Facebook and Instagram. Chivato's Wood Floors, where quality shines. Call for a free quote today at 979-337-2185. Your perfect floor awaits. Go Cubs!
Welcome back, and now it's time for the John Breeden with State Farm Insurance Outstanding Offensive and Defensive Players of the Game. And Tommy, we had ourselves a bit of a decision with this one, because it was just so dominant, a team performance on both sides of the ball. But I think we have our decision made, and with the Defensive Outstanding Player of the Game, we're going to go with Job Rodriguez, defensive tackle in this four-man front for the Brenham Cubs, who was in the backfield all day, and in the trenches is really where it all starts, and he does such a great job. This is a Waco team that really couldn't get anything going up the middle, and in large part due to Job Rodriguez filling in the running lanes and just being a presence in the middle of that defensive line, standing up his blockers and just making tackles all night long. And he is going to be our defensive player of the game, brought to you by John Breeden, State Farm Insurance.
When they finally picked up on Job Rodriguez, the pressure that he was putting on, they started putting double coverage on him, and it allowed the other defensive players on the Cub defensive team to be part of all that action. But it all goes back to the big guy, plugging that hole up front and putting pressure on that quarterback all night long.
Yeah, so congratulations to Job Rodriguez on being the defensive outstanding player of the game and keeping the trend of big guys going on the offensive side. We're going to go with our offensive outstanding player of the game. And no, he was the winner of the Whataburger What a Play of the game as well, Hagan Frank, who, I get it, yeah, he did have a 69-yard touchdown catch and run, but how about his blocking as a facet of his game that I feel like he does not get recognized enough for? And again, something that gets lost is in the trenches, but Hagan Frank, what a performance, blocking, paving the way on wide receiver screens, paving the way as a lead blocker for his running backs. Hagan Frank's going to be the offensive outstanding player of the game, not only with a big touchdown catch, but all day working in the trenches and making room for his playmakers.
Yeah, you said it perfectly. It was his lead blocking on all of those plays, the running plays and those little screen passes out in the flat. It's Hayden Frank leading the block. And I think we saw one of the key ones, and a lot of people are going to overlook that one, and you and I saw it when Cartel Brown caught the ball in that left flat, and Hayden Frank is way out front and just pushing his defender straight down the field.
About 10 yards down the field.
No doubt.
That'll be on the film room coming up this week. I guarantee it, over in that locker room. And Hagan Frank, paving the way for C.J. Glover. And C.J. Glover returned that favor with a touchdown pass to Hagan Frank, 69 yards, catch and run for the touchdown.
What a game. Congratulations, Hagan Frank and Joe Rodriguez.
So those are your defensive and offensive outstanding players of the game, brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. And with that, we're going to be right back after a word from our sponsors to take a look at the post-game wrap-up here on KWHI Sports.
This football season, Texas Farm Credit is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers.
Hello, this is Kevin Heyman.
Hello, this is Jeff Milliken.
Hello, y'all. This is Jennifer Turner.
Hi, this is Audrey Jankowski.
Hey, it's Brittany Klein.
And I'm Abby Frank. We are your Brenham lending team, ready to help with flexible financing for agriculture, home loans, or any place in the country. Plus, we offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock, serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Fayette, Lavaca, and Waller counties. Your team is our team. Give us a call or visit us today at Highway 290 East in Brenham.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
The Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich is back, and it's still bigger and better than any chicken sandwich out there. More chicken strips, more Monterey Jack cheese smothered in buffalo and ranch, all on a 5-inch bun. There's so much crispy, cheesy, saucy goodness, you may find yourself speechless when someone asks what's your favorite part. Not because you can't find the words, just because it's hard to talk when your mouth's full with this much deliciousness. The Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich is back for a limited time. What a burger.
Well, fall's here, and you know what that means. Cooler weather, football games, and unfortunately, garage doors acting up at the worst time. Look, if your clicker's gone bad, the springs are broken, or your door just won't shut straight, call our friends at J&L Garage Door Service. Yeah, they're local, insured, and even do same-day repairs within a 60-mile radius. Plus, free estimates. Don't get stuck outside this season. Call J&L Garage Door Service at 203-6008. That's 203-6008.
And we're back, and thank y'all for sticking around. It's time for the KWHI post-game wrap-up here on the post-game show. And today, a dominant performance for the Brenham Cubs, winning 48-0 over the Waco Lions. A dominant performance on both sides of the ball. A true team effort that gets the Brenham Cubs on their way back home from Waco with a huge victory, improving to 6-0 on the year coming out of their bye week as they start their district play in their first district game. They go 1-0 to start things off, and now next week it's on to Brian Rutter up there near College Station in Bryan, and what a game here for the Brenham Cubs, doing it on all sides of the ball. Great plays made all around, and we already went over them, but if we went over them again, we'd be here all night. That's how dominant they were, and if it wasn't for a running clock in that second half, the Brenham Cubs would have really run up the score, but showing a little bit of mercy to the Waco Lions, winning as they win only 48-0. It's crazy saying only 48-0, but that's really how dominant they were today. They really could have gone a lot more. So the Brenham Cubs get the victory, and they'll be heading home happy back to Brenham here from Waco. So from Waco ISD, this was Javi Jr. and, as always, Tommy Lange on the call, and thank you for joining us. Make sure to stick around for the scoreboard show coming up next and the football roundup tomorrow morning at 8:15 a.m. Thank you, and we'll catch you next time.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends.
round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed, homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Whether it's the Cubs in Brenham or the Panthers in Burton, Friday nights are for football, and Citizens State Bank is proud to cheer on both teams this season. For 100 years, we've been rooted in your community, supporting local schools, families, and the traditions that bring us together, because your hometown is our hometown, too. We're proud to stand behind the Cubs, the Panthers, and the power of hometown pride. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions since 1925.
Redboard Tavern and Table is your destination for great food in Grimes County. Repeatedly voted best steak and recognized as one of the area's top restaurants. Redboard offers a brand new menu, weekend dinner specials, and a beautifully restored setting in the historic Navasota Railroad District. Whether you're gathering with family and friends or clients, Redboard is the place to be. Open Wednesday through Sunday, Redboard Tavern and Table, proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs. And a special shout out to Toby Lewis and the Cub Band Class of 2025.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance, it's insurance you can trust.
Tonight's post-game show is brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm.
Insurance, Wingstop in Brenham, Lake Cameron's Apple Sports, Baby's Barbecue, Collins Construction Center, Lucas Waterwell Service, Red Ford Tavern Table, J&L Garbage Store, Service, Citizens Day Bank, Plan North Architecture, La Morella's Meat Market, Hyundai of Brenham, Woodson Lumber Company, Telger Toyota, Wellman Insurance Company, Junior Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, Gilmore Electric, with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, PGR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, Devato's Workforce, Miller Chevrolet, GMC, Brenham National Bank, Sandra Arbinger, W. Jacker, and Blinn College. This has been a presentation of Timber Drive Sports, and we'll now go and listen to some ESN.